Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The offseason is in full effect for the Ohio State football team as the college football transfer portal officially opened today. And so far, we've seen 12 scholarship players enter their name into the portal. Some notable names include running back James Peoples and backup quarterback Lincoln Kienholz. The window to enter the portal closes January 16th. For the first time in 10 days, the Ohio State basketball team will play a game. They resume Big Ten play tonight on the road, taking on Rutgers. You can catch the action here on The Fan starting at 7 o'clock with tip-off from The Rack at 8 o'clock. In NBA tonight, the Cavs go for their third win in a row as they host the Denver Nuggets, who will be without three-time MVP Nikola Jokic as he's sidelined with a knee injury. Tip-off from Rocket Arena is at 7:30. This one's sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. How are you today?
You know what? I'm much better than yesterday. We were here on New Year's Day. We were dissecting. We were defecating. We were doing it all.
I don't know where I'm at.
The Buckeye loss.
I don't know where I'm at yet.
I
can't decide.
I'm over it.
Nah, not me.
I'm done.
Not me.
I had some Quaaludes. I'm good.
you and Tress.
Me and Tress had some Quaaludes.
Tress was doing a lot of stuff to himself
yesterday.
How
you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
See, he's back, too.
Back to normal.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
We got a big show today. We got Go to Jail. It's Go to Jail Friday. Please get in touch with us. At Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Also, pick your parlay, lots of pizzazz, coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, and a special Friday edition of Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. Now, I have been told by Mr. Rimmer himself, you know what, I take that back. I was told by his nurse, because Rimmer was not lucid enough to talk to me this morning.
Nurse Jackie?
That Rimmer is going to unveil the title of his autobiography that he's working on. He's been teasing this, but today, first time he joins us in the new year, he is going to reveal the title.
All right, and I think at like minus 150 odds, the title Rimmer's Hockey Book is going
on. No, he can do better than that.
Are we going to be seriously underwhelmed by the title of this book? That's part of the fun of it, though. I'm glad we actually have something like that to look forward to here today. 5:30 tonight.
When, you know, back in the day, back when I was banging, when Torg and I first started doing the show at noon, we had to come up with a name for the show. So like, hey, how about, you know.
The suits got involved.
Common
right?
Man and Torg. They're like, no. We can do better than that.
I have an idea.
They can do better than that. So the suits went into a conference room for like 2 hours. They ordered Chinese food. They were in there.
Did they get a consultant?
They emerged.
Rick Scott come
Oh, he's a
woodwork.
Giant man.
He is. Tall guy.
6'9". He'd just kill you. Post you up.
Short guy, 6'9".
according to Trumpy.
Right.
And so they emerged from the conference room, sweat dripping from their faces.
Shirts were, they were disheveled, ties were undone.
My guy Jimmy Powers, he's up in Detroit now, but he's originally from Atlanta, so he's got the drawl. It's the original, "How you doing, man?" Now that's Ted's voice, but that was originally JP's voice. "Oh, man, we came up with an idea for you." "All right, I'm ready. I'm talking about it for a long time." He said, "Common Man and Torg, not good enough. What do you got?" "All right, here's what it's going to be called. Because you're on at noon, the show goes till 3. We're going to call it the Midday Show."
He's just a common man.
The Midday Show.
Dang it, Jimmy. You know what?
What do you think about that?
I don't know if it's as good as your Bi-Menon, but it is brilliant.
Okay.
Just brilliant.
That lasted about 6 months. And then guess what they named the show?
The Afternoon Show.
Common Man and Torg.
Morning Show. Midday Show. Afternoon Show.
I got to tell you, I'm sure wherever you are out there, you think you got idiots working in your profession, but you can't beat radio people. You can't beat them.
What are the three most common names for sports radio stations around the country? We would have the Fan, the Ticket.
Yeah.
The Zone.
Maybe like the Animal.
The Animal.
The Sports Animal.
Sports Animal. What's that? WDAE, Tampa. Sports Animal.
Cincinnati was a Sports Animal too, wasn't
Cincy,
it?
Cincy, Sports Animal. 1280, The Zone was our Salt Lake City sports station. What, I feel like we're missing a big one. Ticket, Fan, Zone, Animal.
The Game.
The Game.
The Game.
Of course.
Yeah, we had a game here.
The Game.
We put them out of business.
That's right. What are you going to do? You're going to come and tussle with the Fan. You better bring a budget with you. You better stack it with some shows.
It's amazing to me.
Or else it ain't going to work. You know, I promise you that.
We've had, over the years, lots of sports radio stations just sort of pop up here locally.
If you're going to do it, you have to do it.
But like none of them.
Boston has done it with the Sports Hub, but they had to commit. You had to stack the station with shows and then get some contracts.
There's a reason why talk radio is difficult to do. Not from my perspective, just from a budgetary perspective, because you're paying a lot. I mean, we're live and local from 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. We got, you know, game rights with the Jackets and the Buckeyes and affiliations with Westwood One and all this crap. It takes millions of dollars.
Lots and lots and lots of resources.
Millions and millions of dollars to run this radio station. And yet you'll have people that just pop up. It's like, "Hey, sports are big, huh? Anyway, we hired one dope that you may have heard of and we're going to give him a 2-hour show and then nothing else."
If someone's name is going to be on the show, they have to be on the show. Sometimes.
How come you don't listen?
Like, it's got someone, if your name's on the show, you've got to be there more often than not.
Sports good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You know who's almost melting down right now listening to this? Fish back in the office. Just a little sports radio shop talk. Oh, he's thinking of all the stations across the country and all the spiderweb relationships he's had. Tickets, Fans, Zones, Animals, Games.
Jeff Rimmer. At 5:30. The name of the book? I told him to name the book Tales from a Broadcaster You've Never Heard Of.
That's going to get people to buy it?
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah?
I think if you had an interesting sort of book jacket with some quotes. I mean, Rimmer knows people. If you see that book in the store, even if you have no idea who Jeff Rimmer is, okay? That's in the new release section. Tales from a Broadcast You've Never Heard Of. And then you pick it up, you flip it around, and he's got quotes from Wayne Gretzky and Cal Ripken on the back of the book. Are you telling me that wouldn't be a seller?
Yeah, no, that's, you're probably onto something because it's going to have a little bit more of a market here in Columbus where people know him.
I understand, but he wants to sell books outside of Columbus.
As much as we love our guy Jeff Rimmer, I don't know how many people are familiar with his work being a regional sports broadcaster. I'm not going to lie. I can't say that I know a ton of these guys market to market. That's what's still special about sports broadcasting is that you do have baseball and basketball and hockey that have always just been so different than football, where you get to know your broadcasters a little bit. I know we talked about it where you kind of get it in a pseudo way with Klatt and Gus Johnson because they do most of the national games. But when you got the same voices calling every single one of your games on TV. I know the system is going to be challenged here, and I do think it has issues. Clearly it does, with all these regional sports nets going into bankruptcy. There's got to be a way where we can still do that and find a way to make it feasible for everyone.
Can I give you a hot take?
What's the hot take?
I think we know our sports broadcasters too well, and that's the problem in 2026.
Yeah.
You know, like, we love John Madden, right? John Madden still has the patch they wear on Thanksgiving across networks.
You don't think that's cool? Of course you think that's cool.
No, no, no. I do think that's cool.
You think there's a limit to it, though.
My question to you is, if John Madden had been alive today and he hosted two podcasts during the week and he was showing up on all these shows doing hits, would we like him as much? I think the problem now...
They give you a little bit too much of themselves.
Kerbstreet's problem is that he opens his mouth too much. If Herbie was just in the booth during the game, then all right. He does a good job. That's fine. I don't know about his dog. Who cares? Ooh. But he's got 19 podcasts. He plays Woe Is Me on social media. He shows up on the desk on ESPN every 10 seconds.
I don't know what you're talking about, because Kirk just said on a podcast that he's going to stop doing it. He's not going to be one of those hot take guys.
Sure he
and
is.
One of those debate guys. All they do on their, what do you think their weekly show is for the college football rankings? I mean, that's what they do. They incite. They get people arguing. They get people nitpicking all these college football resumes. They grandstand for the SEC. And you know what? We'll talk about it. When Indiana was B-smacking Alabama up and down the block, were Sean McDonough's of the world, were Herbie's of the world, saying how Alabama was a big fraud and a joke. I know they won a game to get there, but that was against another SEC team. This conference, they just got smacked around by Indiana.
We're going to talk about all the hillbilly football from yesterday coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a bit of a slowdown due to that construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And watch out for some delay due to an accident that's on North High Street at 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homes for Our Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homes for Our Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place, and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homes for Our Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby,
radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies are expected here for your Friday, with temperatures around 30 degrees here for this afternoon. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for the weekend, we are looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine, with more clouds on Saturday. Highs around 30 degrees here for Saturday and Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. It's brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. For example, maybe you were with people enjoying the new year yesterday. Well, we were here doing a three-hour show and wanting to kill ourselves, talking about the Buckeye loss. If you'd like to go back and listen to that and kill yourself, well, you can. It's on the podcast.
We didn't yell a ton.
No, I didn't yell.
Yeah, it wasn't a screaming type of show. And
I yelled at you a little bit.
Well, yeah, we yelled at each other. We got into some absurdity, as we're always going to do. But I'm not over it yet. It's not going to dominate my thoughts. But man, I can't move past the disappointment of two straight losses. After it's just something about starting undefeated like that. You have an undefeated regular season and then lose your next two. Ugh. That just leaves a sour taste in your mouth. You just would. I mean, we've seen other programs like Alabama and Georgia win back-to-backs, really rack up national championships. You just ask yourself, why can't we be like them for a short stretch of time? We're good enough. We have the budget. We have the resources. We have the want to. We have the desire. We have the fan base. You just like to find some of that. And just really rack up some of the natties.
Ask? Just let's rack up some natties. I'm with you. But you said that like we're just going to the store. We're just picking up a few natties at the store.
Look, though, Mike, you're competing at the top of the deck every single year.
I get it.
It's not like you have these lulls where, all right, you just really didn't have it this year. Every single offseason, we approach the year and the expectations are high. The chess pieces are set. You can't tell me that this year with the team that you put out there for the 12 games that you didn't have every expectation and every right to think you'd win another national championship. If there was ever a year to do it, like 2015 was
a
year to do it.
Not when the season first started. Before the season started, you asked me, are the Buckeyes going to repeat? And I said, no.
I didn't think
they had the horses. I thought they lost too much. But you're right. As the season unfolded then,
the defense wound up being better.
You see things, then you adjust the goalposts. Now, I would like to say, and I'm putting this publicly out there because I know that, you know, on occasion he listens or he has people listening that will get it to him. Whenever you're ready, Ryan Day, we're ready for you. Come in here. You sit down with us for an hour. We have a pleasant conversation. You know, nothing's contentious. We did it before. We'll do it again, you know, success or not. So when you're ready, and I understand it's not now because, you know, portal's open and you're, got to spend time with your family and all that. When you're ready, we're ready.
That would be fun.
Now, and football. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, we know a fraction of what this guy knows. We have passion for these games.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, sure. No, I speak for both of us.
Speak for yourself.
I surely speak for both of us when I say that. But when we watch these games, we come in here the day after, we are with the fans, you know? Like, we care about this stuff. That is part. I will always stand by that is what is great and that is what is special about Ohio State football. We don't have to be put into the very tiny, tiny little box where people become psychopaths about this stuff and actually reach out to real human beings. That's not everybody. That's not the majority that really, you can live and die with this stuff, but then you can stop it short of that, of actually reaching out to players,
stop,
and coaches.
Stop short of abusing people?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Where it can mean a great deal to you. It's woven into the fabric of, in the culture of society in Ohio, but you stop it right there. But it's the biggest deal in the world for us here.
All right, football from yesterday. Indiana takes it to Alabama, as you're all aware by now. I got to tell you, man, Kurt Cignetti rubs me the wrong way. I just don't like his face.
He's got a look.
I didn't like his arrogance from day one, the whole Google me stuff.
He's got the hands on the hips thing, you know, down pat.
I don't like him, and I didn't like him from the get-go. And I've always hated Indiana. Now, most of that has to do with Indiana basketball and the stupid candy stripers and Bobby Knight. And look, you either like Bobby Knight or you hate him. Guess what? I hated him. And so they would come in here and they would act like they were high and mighty. And most of the time they were. They'd beat our ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
And so I grew to hate Indiana mostly because of basketball. And I grew to laugh at Indiana. Hey, we got a first quarter lead on Ohio State. Quick, take a picture of the scoreboard. We're losers.
Yeah.
That's always
take
been
a TO, baby.
Indiana football. I don't want to like them. I don't want to like Kurt Cignetti. However, I went back and watched that game. I mean, we had it on in here. I was glancing at it. But then I went back and watched a large portion of that game last night. I love them as a team. They're hard not to root for. They took Alabama and beat the crap out of them. And we're talking about guys who were playing, like, zero star guys.
Yeah, zero.
Who were playing
one,
JUCO
two, three
ball.
Star guys.
They shouldn't have the power to do stuff like that. Like I said, I would almost understand if some hotshot five-star quarterback fell in their lap because he was a local kid from Indiana, didn't want to go anywhere, and they run some sort of gimmick offense, and it confuses people. They don't do that. They line up, and they beat the hell out of you.
I don't understand it. I really don't. It doesn't cease to amaze me. And as I was looking on Twitter at some people's thoughts about Indiana and that game and just how long is this thing going to go, there's a lot of different thoughts out there about them, but the number one thing, you seem to have a faction of people that want to clap back at them that this is, you know, all going to end soon. Like when Fernando Mendoza moves on, what are they going to be? I'm not so sure. Fernando Mendoza was a quarterback that came off of a scrap pile. Did you hear of Fernando Mendoza when he was a Cal? He was a quarterback.
Let me tell you something.
You don't like a 6-win team.
You don't hit the portal.
No.
Okay, and leave Cal and say,
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana's much better.
Here I come.
No.
Now you will.
Now,
maybe starting next year, you probably will.
But let's not.
That's the good thing for
everybody
them.
Everybody could have had that guy. If Ohio State batted an eyelash at Fernando Mendoza, he'd be here in 2 seconds.
The other thing that I heard, and I wouldn't say it's a criticism, but people that are trying to maybe take a little bit away or put Indiana back in their
How
place
you
or keep them at bay.
Take anything away from them.
I don't know. This is not me doing it. Look, I am eating my words. I was the one that sat here and said, if there was a team out there that might struggle with this, with having the bye, it's probably Indiana, because I still don't know if I trust them, because last year they lost in the college football playoff. Obviously, they beat Ohio State. They're 13-0, but how long is this story going to run? I said Oklahoma or Alabama, I might pick them to beat Indiana. I was wrong. I see that now. This team is unbelievable. It's not ceasing to amaze me. And don't give me they have a massive NIL budget. Mark Cuban's one of their alums. They're pumping money left and right into the program. So I can give you 35 to 45 other big programs out there that are starting to do the same thing.
Do they have a bigger NIL budget than us? Do they have a bigger NIL budget than Alabama?
Let me give you
Oregon?
Another example. Kansas, my alma mater. You know how much money they have been pumping into it here? Everybody said, Lance Leipold, King Leopold. Look at him. Look at him go. He had a 9-win season for him. There was a lot of excitement. They sucked this year. They sucked. They're bringing guys in. They're getting some players in the portal. They've had a couple of Ohio State guys go out there to KU.
The guys that Kansas brings into the portal were more highly rated than the guys Indiana brought in from the portal.
Put more than $1 billion into athletics in the last couple of years.
What's
they put almost a $1 billion stadium together. They were terrible. It's more than just that. Anybody can just write checks and bring players in. They've
done that.
Look at
Michigan State. Look at what Matt Ishbia did up there.
Another good example.
They were writing checks like crazy up there.
It matters.
Ishbia.
Brother, the Suns guy.
He's an idiot.
You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to pick the right coach. It's cool that all or most of his assistants and coordinators have been with him for so long. I mean, wasn't Cignetti at Indiana in Pennsylvania less than a decade ago?
Yeah.
And Elon and JMU, he's been winning. This has worked. It's like they all believe in this system. They buy into it. Now, we'll see as time goes on, do either of those coordinators, because they're going to get offers. They're going to get opportunities. Are they going to be happy making the $2.5 to possibly $3 million a year to stay with Cignetti and run this thing
and try to win championships? Can I ask you a question?
Maybe
at this point, do you not think that Cignetti can go and get somebody else?
Oh, sure he could.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
He was courted.
He'll have to start playing that game.
Yeah. They were trying to lure him out of Indiana. They kept him.
Yeah.
He's going to stay there.
And he's got a thing in his contract now, right, that it's going to be even more. Something's going to kick in where he has to be in the top three of all college football coaches.
Can I tell you something, though, with these contracts?
He's close to it anyway,
let's stop talking about terms and years and stuff like that. If you're good, now if you suck, that's a different story. Because then we talk about buyouts. But if you're good, you're essentially on a one-year deal every single year.
Mm-hmm.
You will get constant contract renegotiations every single year.
And we need to stop focusing on what that grandiose buyout is. We do that all the time. And they're like, oh, yeah, if you start working again, no buyout. It neutralizes.
Exactly.
There might be a small agreed-upon fee or whatever if you take a year off and then go back to work, you're going to get a nice chunk, but I don't know. Maybe Charlie Weiss is still making money buying steaks. He could be getting money from Notre Dame and Kansas still. I'm not sure about that.
So I fell asleep on the couch last night. It's like 2:00 in the morning. I stumble up to bed. I like to keep,
I do that a lot.
Lights are off. I don't want to stimulate myself. I don't stop for a cereal snack like you do.
I go right from
the couch.
Well, cookie stop
to
in
the
kitchen?
Bed. I don't want to lose my sleepy.
A glass of milk and a cookie?
No, none of that. And so I get in bed, get under the covers, eyes are shut, and all I can think of is you saying Al Michaels is full of beef. And I start giggling in bed to myself.
You felt a fart start to percolate thinking about all that beef.
I was up for another half hour because I lost the sleepy. I'm there giggling because you're like, Al Michaels is full of beef.
Ooh.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
If you missed it, you listened to yesterday's show on the podcast. We're talking about his diet.
He does eat at steakhouses. Beef, no vegetables,
eats
ever.
Eats meat, and he has to put up with Herbie on Thursday nights.
Transfer portal news for the Buckeyes. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slowdown at the intersection of Cleveland Avenue and Ferris Road due to an accident there. We also have an accident at the intersection of North High Street and 11th Avenue causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Go to jail Friday. Please join us with your tales of annoyance, and we'll send people to jail. Sometimes death, hard labor.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you could have I'm thinking about Krispy Kreme now. Like, I hear the little stinger, and I'm wanting. I'm wanting a donut.
After you're done, go ahead.
It's a tough one. If you could have a gold card, or maybe even a black card. Black is sleek. Maybe it's metallic. Like the little things that we've maybe floated out there for some of our fine friends. And you got free anything. Any establishment that you want. Food establishment. Fast food. Sit down.
And they have to accept it with no issues.
Of course. Like you go in there, you put it down. It's like, Mr. Ricordati. What can I get you today, sir?
Not what is just, this? I don't believe you.
Well, I'm sure at Krispy Kreme it won't work, and you know some.
That's what
will
I mean.
Be nice.
You're guaranteeing.
I guarantee you. Of course, in the real world, yes, they would f this up and it would not work, and there'd be issues. But I'm guaranteeing it.
But
in
see,
our
that's
fantasy.
That's a loaded question. Now we got to take some time and think about that because, you know, when it comes to price point. You would think about a place like a Hyde Park.
Hyde, yeah.
Right? But
they're also not nationwide.
They're not nationwide. They're not open for lunch. Could you really use it every single day?
I mean, we're not Al Michaels here, right? We couldn't go to Hyde Park every day, like you're saying. That's a lot of beef.
So I don't think it would be Krispy Kreme just because...
Don't have enough range.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the McDonald's?
The McDonald's I knew would be your pick.
What's your pick?
If it's not going to be something like the McDonald's, I might go with something that they're delicious. They're a little bit pricier. And for the places I travel, they're there. They're all around. Might be a Culver's. Could be a sneaky pick for a black card.
You know what I appreciate about Culver's? Open at 10 o'clock.
The 10 a.m.
It's not, they don't have breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah.
But if you want to have some lunch, open at 10 o'clock,
see,
waiting for you.
I know you love the Chipotle, and it bothers you when they say they're always open at 10:45, and then they never are, but they're everywhere.
I'll promise you that
you can go to the front of the line, and they'll be ready for you at 10:45 with this card. You even get to be the first one in there. You'll get the hottest, freshest meal.
Can I have fresh guacamole, or is it like brown and look like yesterday's crap?
Well, I mean,
which is what I normally see when I go in there.
I guess you'll get
some pride. You know what? Put some food coloring in it and just trick me.
Is it really that bad? They're charging like $9.50 for a little cup. How could it be bad?
I go in there 11 o'clock. By the way, if you're open, you're open. Your quality should be the same, whether it's 10:45 in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, whatever the hell you close. That's the way I think business should be.
I agree.
So I shouldn't get,
everyone's
not
like us.
You're early, so we didn't make the new guacamole yet. Here's the crap from last night that's turned black.
That's disgusting. That's like giving day-old donuts.
And we know Krispy Kreme does that.
They do that. You're a Mexican fast food chain.
Mexican grill. It's on your cup.
You're a grill. You're a cantina, more like. No, they're not.
A local cantina.
Can you do order ahead at Chipotle?
No, you can.
I don't want to. I've never done that,
I got to go there, and I got to look and see what's fresh. Sometimes I go, and the chicken looks like it's been pre-chewed.
That's exactly how I do it.
Small pieces. I want nice big chunks. And if the chicken does not strike my fancy, then I pivot.
I don't understand people that pick this, that go with the same meat every single time. What's the fun in that? You know, like a little variety? Come on. They have, I mean, the carnitas are good. The steak is good. They get the carne asada every now and then.
They got the carne asada now.
Was it the honey lime? Not honey lime, but it was a...
No, the little sweet chicken. I forget what they call it.
Honey chicken, maybe.
Chipotle honey chicken.
Yeah, it was good. And again, I'm like you. By look, if they just brought something from the grill, well, that's what I'm getting right now.
What you got going on there? Well, sir.
Oh, I
took this carne asada off.
Mighty good.
Marinated it myself last night.
So McDonald's for you.
Probably.
Teddy? Popeyes?
No, I was thinking McDonald's just because Popeyes, you know, if I want a hamburger, I can't get that at Popeyes.
McDonald's is very versatile.
Yeah, they have it all.
Breakfast.
Oh, the breakfast.
You can do some chicken. Now, you're not doing top of the line chicken. I understand that.
They get a little ice cream.
In theory.
Yeah, the McDonald's. God, you're right. How'd you like your breakfast sandwich the other day? Is there anything better in the world than a freshly made McDonald's breakfast sandwich? There's so many good ones to choose from,
too. In the world? Probably. But it was pretty damn good.
I don't know. You make it right, and you don't make me wait 30 minutes for it. It's pretty good.
Buckeyes transfer portal. So running back James Peoples is in the portal. This is no surprise. He sort of started as RB1 and ended with just getting some looks on special teams. Yeah. That was about it.
So. And do you remember in the middle of the season, you and I, we both thought that he had maybe earned his way back onto the field. And he did that, and he did some good things. He did some good things with the opportunities he was getting midway, three quarters of the way through the season,
apparently,
and still wasn't going to stick.
You know, in practice, he was not wowing. And again, I don't know this for a fact. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here. Because he is an upperclassman, he was in the program, you would think that he would have first crack at
this.
That
is your time to shine.
When he was out there, it wasn't like, oh my God, this guy's awful. He fumbled the ball five times in one game. He must not be showing something in practice. Perhaps he's not super reliable. I don't know. For example, this pass game where they're got pressure on the quarterback every 10 seconds. Bo Jackson's getting blown up because he's a true freshman trying to, you know, block. It's not his strong suit. I am surprised that we didn't see more of a James Peoples in the backfield just for his blocking ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he hits the portal.
There's a lot of portal action right now. Lots of
Lincoln
Keenholz.
It's the portal. We talked about that yesterday. I don't blame him for that.
Did you see the punter that I'd been talking about, speculating about? Could he get in the mix? Not going to be the case. Nick McLarty, the Aussie punter, 6'7". He's going. He only had three opportunities to put his foot on the ball at Ohio State for an average of 36.7 yards, which is terrible, but that's three punts. So he didn't really get off the ground. McGuire, 29 punts this year, 42.4 average. I don't know. I've, you know, said some things about McGuire on yesterday's show after he had that penalty and then a 39-yard punt. I'd like to see more booming kicks off the leg of
I
our
want
punters
that to be the
kickers.
Number one priority in the offseason.
Punter
special,
and kicker.
Special teams.
Yeah.
As a whole. I feel like it's been neglected the last couple of years.
It's not just, I mean, yeah, I want the punter and kicker and their play to upgrade, but then it's a mindset too. It's a coaching thing, and it's just how you play on those units. That's going to be the thing too in the offseason.
Portal, of course, swings the other way. Ryan Day and the Buckeyes, they're going to be hunting for talent. And they're hosting someone this weekend.
Former
Pitt linebacker, Rasheem Biles. He is...
This guy's good.
He's second team all ACC this past year. So he's a big get if they can get him.
Really good player. Really good player. And he's all over the field, too. Like, you think of just the way that Arvell Reese plays the game. And look, Arvell Reese had a poor end of the season that was below his standards for a guy that just plays the game with a kind of fire. And maybe... his motor might be the better part of his game than his football instincts. And while that still has room to grow and room to improve, Biles is a guy that had 17 TFLs. He is a blow up the play guy. He sees it. He attacks the ball carrier. He gets a guy to the ground, had over 100 tackles, you know, pushing 20 TFLs. That's a really good guy that you would want in your building. So he'll be here starting next week and we'll see how this goes. That's the kind of guy that I'm thinking about. Might not play for the biggest program. I would think a dude like Biles from Columbus would relish the opportunity. Went away, did some good things for decent program.
Was he even
now
recruited?
Come to Ohio State.
Here? Coming out of high school?
I don't think so.
Probably
if
not.
If it was maybe like a small, tiny
so
look.
So now you've gone out, you've proven yourself.
You've impressed them.
The big-time schools batting their eyelashes at you.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of talent in the portal when Ryan Day calls them that they're going to get excited about it.
Yeah, he's a Pick Central guy, and we know how they play over there.
All right,
they
go to jail,
guys.
Go to jail Friday. Timmy's got his go to jails. We're going to read them from you throughout the show. I have one, too. I have my thought on Krispy Kreme. Actually, something was told to me by a Krispy Kreme employee that really...
Did that spark something?
Chaps my crack. And I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay.
Next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving slow due to an accident on Worthington Woods Boulevard at Sankas Boulevard. We also have a slowdown due to an accident on Cleveland Avenue at Ferris Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So, here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go!
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
Hey, it's Bobby Carp.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Working because we barely are. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy, go pee pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
You know, in tribute to Alabama's crushing loss yesterday to Indiana. And yes, I'm aware the Buckeyes lost to you, hillbillies, but you know what? If we can't poke fun at each other, what the hell are we here for? I'm going to play some Phyllis from Mulga from the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Oh,
now,
very
now
nice.
Phyllis is dead.
Yes.
But she was one of the main callers there, big-time Alabama fan. It's been a while since we've heard from her.
It's a great honor that you'd actually be playing this on a sports radio station in Columbus, Ohio.
A terrific honor.
And you're from beyond the grave. You're still somebody that matters.
Think about that.
In sports.
I don't know what the hell Phyllis did with her life. I'm guessing not much.
I have no idea.
I'm sure she lived in a double wide, could barely read. But
Now she's dead.
Why you got to do Phyllis like that?
And her
everyone
memory.
Everyone in the South can't
yes,
read?
That's
everyone
right.
in the South
everyone.
Lives in a trailer?
They've got one person per village that could read the letters. They all gather around.
Mississippi could be the greatest place ever.
It's not.
I'll never have any clue or any
the
idea.
The humidity is 200. They have beetles that speak English.
Beetles?
Huge. Hulking the beetles.
Big beetles?
Yeah.
Ah.
Not like, you know, I want to hold your hand. Not those Beatles.
Why'd you go, I want to hold your hand? Why did you go like so high up?
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, he's got a hand. Yeah, more like that.
Shut up.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
See, it's interesting that you started on that about Phyllis and wanting to play that clip. Because us doing that, that's kind of in jest. Something that was not. And I think that there needs to be rules about this. I flip on YouTube. One of the first things I do in the morning after I watch, you know, some of the channels that I flip through, and Bishop and Friends were on, and Joshua Perry was doing a nice job, you know, filling in there for Bo as he took a day off, and somebody jumped into the chat and it just got me. And I understand when the Buckeyes lose, we get some different happenings in there, but when I see a username of Tied to the Natty and he's in there in a Buckeye chat just running his mouth, and it wasn't just that it was in good fun. Like, he really, really was letting the Buckeyes have it. And I just gotta say, like, dude, look at what just happened yesterday. You can't just go and do that when you suck worse than the Buckeyes. You had a worse season than Ohio State did.
Have you not?
There has to be some kind of jail time or some type of punishment. You can't just be allowed to go do it. Now the people in the chat were giving it back to him and doing a good job.
Have you not met people?
People
have met
are
people.
Stupid. This is why we're here, to jail
people
them.
People from the South. I want to put
there
the entire South. I wish they would have succeeded.
There needs to be some order.
In secession.
I'm not listening to the shows down there. And who has the biggest market down there? Like Huntsville, Alabama, Mobile.
Huntsville.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing that it's probably Atlanta.
Birmingham. No, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama?
I'm talking about Alabama
who
radio.
Cares? What's the difference?
I'm not going to them and talking a bunch of smack. We lost. We both sort of sit it out.
They don't
That's
have
it.
Jobs. They have nothing to do.
Can you at least have half of a brain?
No.
And don't try to defend anything that your team has done this year.
What are you trying
you
to say?
You sucked.
You want a verdict from me?
I want 5 years jail time for this guy.
I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to give you 10 years jail.
Oh,
10 years
better.
Jail, hard labor, and Bobby Carpenter comes in, rips your toenails off.
I got another one, too. And we have different reasons for this. Like, we talk about stuff that goes on in the office. We had the ping pong table situation. It's not going to be for that. That's water under the bridge. Well, I don't know if it was. If it is, it's going to come back around again. But you know the little kitchenette area that we have? We have a fairly nice refrigerator and freezer. It's stainless steel one. It's about as good as you're going to get for an office setting like ours. It's not some crappy mini fridge like we used to have when we were in the brewery district. So an upgrade there. But we have like a little countertop, and we have drawers and cupboards that have, you know, regular stuff that you'd like an office to have.
The running
sugar
water
packets.
Is purple and poisonous when it works at all. But yes,
we barely have running water.
We're drinking poison and breeding asbestos, but it's a hell of a building
there,
Timmy.
We've actually been on a nice month-long stretch where the water actually comes out of the faucet.
Maybe the HVAC doesn't work. Sometimes the toilet flushes right in your face, like Old Faithful.
My problem is, and this is a lot like how we choose to just act when we go to football games. We sort of forget that we're in society. We say things to our fellow man and our fellow woman that we would never say, that we would never say to people. We get in physical altercations over what? Over a game being played down there? It's stupid. It's dumb. The decorum that we have with how we take care of our kitchenette space, same type of thing. We would not do this if it was our own home. We wouldn't just leave dishes sitting
that's
there.
That's where I think you're
wrong. We
would
not wipe down the countertop
people
when we're done
do
doing
that
some things.
When they're at
it's
home.
It's disgusting and it's gross. And I cleaned the entire space today.
I know, and I gave you kudos for that. However,
thank
Timmy,
you.
You're a very clean boy. I'm a very clean boy. Teddy's a very clean. We're the three cleanest people at this radio station. You have to understand. that everybody else who works here...
Three CBs, three clean boys.
...is a slob.
Just like
disgusting. There's probably
plates
in their dishes with crusty food on them right now.
That's disgusting. You got to rinse before you put it into the dishwasher as well.
They don't rinse. They're animals.
It's why we put them in jail, so they can learn. And there has to be some sort of training program as well.
They work in
like
the mess hall.
You're not pounding out the license plates. You're going to be cleaning dishes.
They still do that?
I
don't think they still do.
Where do we get our license plates?
I don't know.
Some good old factory downtown?
China?
No.
China? I don't know.
Can't get those plates from China.
Made in USA? Too expensive.
It'd be terrible. I still got to get a plate.
What do you mean you got to get a plate?
I got to go vanity.
Oh.
I got to get like a saying. I got to get like the plate.
Keep talking about it. It's going to be gone.
I can just
got to actually put some action to
it. Switch up the eyes. Go three eyes, four eyes, whatever. Two eyes.
How about
matter.
S-L-U-U-T. Sloot?
They'll not let you do that. They'll put a stopper up on that.
What if that's your last name? What if you can prove that? What if
Jeff
you walk,
Sloot?
What if you walk in, you show your driver's license, my last name is S-L-U-U-T.
What if Doug Pfister
exactly.
wants a license plate? What he if, can't get Pfister on his plate?
What if Furbush and Pfister want a license plate? They park next to each other in the parking lot. Is that against the rules?
What if they become domestic partners and they want to get like a shared license plate? Like you said, they should do that. So I think it's 10 years jail time for our coworkers here. And Adam King leaves his damn steamer just sitting on that countertop, plugged in, like it's his own personal workspace. His coffee mugs.
Adam King.
They're sitting out there. They're not washed. There's coffee spritzed all over the countertop after he uses the Keurig machine.
There is no one we've sent to jail more on this show than 10TV's Adam King. You know, he's a third strike and you're out type of guy.
I don't want to see your steamer.
Nobody wants to see Adam's steamer. Unfortunately for King, he's going to have to get a steamer in prison for the rest of his life. He's been locked up for life.
Yes.
No parole. I'm sorry, buddy. We gave you chances and chances. Man, he would be popular in prison. Those boyish features.
Hey.
Round edges.
Hey, King.
You watch out.
King is going to become a prince.
I am going to send someone to jail. Coming up next. Plus, the Bengals are being shamed by the Bills. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident on Cleveland Avenue at Ferris Road that's causing some hold up there. You're also looking at slowdown due to a crash that's on Worthington Woods Boulevard at Sankus Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The World Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities. And most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The college football transfer portal has officially opened. So far, we've seen 12 Ohio State scholarship players enter their name into the portal. Some notable names include running back James Peoples and backup quarterback Lincoln Kienholz. The window to enter the portal closes on January 16th. The Ohio State men's basketball team returns to the hardwood tonight for the first time in 10 days as they resume Big Ten play. They'll be on the road visiting Rutgers. You can catch the action here on The Fan starting at 7 o'clock with tip-off from the Rack at 8 o'clock. NBA tonight, the Cavs go for their third straight win as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tip-off from Rocket Arena is at 7:30. And in the NHL, the Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski has been named to the U.S. men's hockey team for the 2026 Olympic Winter Games. The men's hockey tournament at the Winter Games will take place from February 11th to February 22nd. The CBJ hosts the Sabres tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Go to Jail Friday. Send us your tales. I have one.
What do you got?
I'm a loyal Krispy Kreme person.
Mm-hmm.
Even
you
though
and me both.
I hate them. I treat them like one of my sports teams.
Yes. Yeah.
I hold them to a high standard. They frequently let me down, but I'm not going to let them off the hook.
They should know better. They should be great. They're an Ohio State football type of brand. They mean business. They're the best of the best at what they do.
When done properly.
When done right. But they should never settle for anything less. And that's what we try to criticize them when they do.
So I go into the KK in Dublin.
Just two.
Just two. No, three K's.
Three's bad. T-bones there.
Yep. two K's fine. NBA 2K, bad. NBA 3K, mess you up. All right? So, I go into the KK in Dublin last weekend.
What happened?
I love me the cake donut over there.
Yeah.
All right, the glaze is delicious, but they always have one variety of cake. In the fall time, it's pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do a plain cake, just a sour cream type of cake.
Delicious.
Sometimes a blueberry type of cake.
It's just got a nice consistency
to it.
A change of pace from their yeast donut.
Succulent is what I would say.
Succulent, but you can. It's got a chewiness factor to it that's delicious.
But it almost just melts. I understand what you're saying, but yes, it has
it's
more
thicker.
Of a... It's girthier.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a different experience entirely than their regular yeasted donuts.
So
I go in there, and they didn't have any cake. But sometimes if I can't see it, they still have it back there in the little boxes or on the shelf.
Oh, yeah, they got it. It's been there for a week.
So I... No, the cake... No.
This guy wants the cakes, cake donuts.
Yeah. Cakes never stay long.
They might taste a little stale, but that's just how they're supposed to be.
The cakes will never be stale. If they have cakes there, they're always good. Because even if they're a day old, they taste wonderful. Unlike the other things. But I say, hey, do you have any cake donuts? And the woman, she's very polite, but she said, no, we're taking a hiatus from cake donuts.
Hiatus?
And She must have seen the frown on my face because I'm told by my wife as I get older, I have resting a-hole face like Kirk Cignetti.
Yeah. Kurt's got that. I can see how you've got that a little bit. Depending on the day, some days you're in a great mood, and when you're not, you do have a little bit of a
and
resting
so she,
hole face.
She gave me an apologetic, I'm so sorry. And I said, well, hold on a second. When you say you're putting them on hiatus.
What is it? Tell me more about what that means.
Does that mean just this location or at all Krispy Kremes? And she said, I don't know. It's like my second day. I have no idea.
Mm.
So I need some reports. If you've recently been to the KK in Hilliard.
Two Ks, Krispy Kreme. Just
or
two.
Or up by Polaris over there. Have they had the cake in stock? Is this a hiatus everywhere? Or is this just at the Dublin location? Either way. The fact that they're not even having a cake there for me, not even the option.
At risk of sounding like more of a KK novice, how long they've been doing this cake donut? Forever? Is this relatively new in the last couple of years?
How long they've been doing the cake donut?
Because I'm looking at a Krispy Kreme menu right now, and it's telling me that the original glazed cake donut is new.
and it's in the same listing of the New York cheesecake filled donut, if you had that one, the Oreo cookies and cream filled donut, the cinnamon apple filled donut.
No, I'm sure it's new.
And the original glazed cream filled donut.
They've gotten rid of the pumpkin, and now this is back for the season.
Okay.
So, or they're doing this before they roll out the blueberry.
Here's something what I would...
They've always had at least one cake on the menu.
You've said this about the pumpkin spice donut. If you're doing a cake donut, the original glazed cake donut should always be available. That should never take time off. If you're going to have one cake donut, Timmy, that's on the everyday, the original glazed cake donut, it's the other side of the coin of the glazed. That should be there all the time.
We live in a world... Where not everything's forever. Some things get taken away. You know, the bagel sandwiches got taken away over at McDonald's, and I fought tooth and nail to bring them back. And if I have to do that for the cake donut and Krispy Kreme, I will do it. I will take over that whole operation. I will quit my job, and I will run all the KKs.
I'd like to run them with you.
You can't handle it.
You don't think I can set... You haven't heard my opinions on what went down at that Hilliard Rome store? When they started doing their McDonald's endeavor, they ruined
our
shop. I know,
but what I'm saying is
they ruined it for the customers.
You don't have the way with people that I do.
Oh, I'll...
I mean, I can go in there and I can throw the charm on. Even if behind the eyes I'm saying, I hate you.
I hope you die. I'll get the job done.
No, you're going to be like Howard Hughes.
Kindness,
we're going to lock you in a room. You're going to drink your own piss, but you're going to have good ideas. But we're not going to let you see the public.
I'm drinking my own piss, yes. Or I'm making other people drink their own piss, lock him in the shed like Adam James.
So demented that you would be drinking your own piss.
I'm too fanatical about it. I can't get out of my own way to get the job done.
Go to jail, Krispy Kreme. If you've really put them on permanent hiatus, go to jail for 5 years.
Oh, before you move on.
Give me my gavel, Ted. What are you doing over there?
Thank you. Have you guys noticed what has been going on with the Buffalo Sabres, our next opponent coming up here tomorrow night?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock game. Sorry. Yeah, a little Saturday afternoon. That's cool. Matinee game. Buffalo, I don't think they've lost a game since one Jarmo Kekalainen sauntered into the building there and took over as, I am new general manager. You all have played like trash. Look what's happened there. If they won 10 straight hockey games, they're the hottest team in the league.
It's nothing to do with him.
I send you to Siberia.
Lucky bastard, that guy.
Man, he's back. If you guys didn't know that, Jarmo's back with the Sabres.
He's back.
They are streaking right now.
I'm excited to hear Rimmer at 5:30 tell us that even though the Jackets are in last place in the Eastern Conference, that things are looking up.
Well, they won a few games.
Okay. Well, we play 82 of them, Timmy.
What's he going to say about that third period against the Devils?
Oh, not a good one.
What about the 3 goals in 90 seconds?
I think they saw the Buckeyes score on the screen and they panicked.
It's okay. They'll be fine.
The Bills are shading the Cincinnati Bengals. They're not doing it intentionally, but you know, the Bengals had a thing where they had the snow game over there. They couldn't clear the snow off the seats. Well, we tried really hard, but, you know, what are you going to do? You know, and then fans that paid their hard-earned money, they show up.
They didn't do anything
for them. Their entire section is just covered in snow and ice.
I really hope, I haven't heard any of this, I hope that they gave something back to those affected fans.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the Bengals gave something back.
I know, I'm not banking on it, but you should. You should do what's right. But this Buffalo Bills thing.
So the Buffalo Bills, they got snow in Buffalo, so they've put out the call. It's the last regular season game that they're going to play at Highmark Stadium, and they need people to come in there and shovel the snow. So they're offering $20 per hour, hot food and beverages, and for the first 500 free Highmark Stadium branded gloves. Now, this is what the cheap-ass Bengals needed to do. Yes, I understand your staff of 6 in the promotions department or something couldn't get up there and shovel the snow off of 65,000 seats. But when you actually pay people from the outside and offer them something of value, they will come in and do it for you. Take note, cheap ass Brown family. That's how you do it.
That, to me, when I've heard about this before, but it's like anything, you forget about things Then you get some cold weather games coming in at the end of the season, which you and I, we love. We love seeing games like this in Buffalo. We love seeing them in Green Bay, in Chicago, in Cleveland, in Pittsburgh, in Kansas City. And a lot of these teams will sell out. This, to me, this is community. This is football. This is tradition. And I would actually want to try something like that one time. I mean, the idea of it is pretty miserable. You're out in the snow. But when you think about this is for your football team, we're all coming together. We're going to make some bucks. We're outside. We're getting commemorative. What do you say? Is it a shovel or gloves?
Gloves. Highmark gloves.
Highmark Stadium branded winter gloves. That's a very, I appreciate that. I commend them. That's a thoughtful thing.
500 people.
Let's do more of the gloves. But everybody gets paid.
They're
and
also
everyone's getting food and hot beverages.
Hot food and beverages.
Free meal.
But just
free
think about drinks. That. Let's say everybody comes in. You got 500 people, and they each do an hour for $20 an hour.
Yeah.
They're paying out for that,
right,
man.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I can understand there's people that would probably just do that and have, what I would do is you would do that, whatever the rate turns out to be, give it up for charity. You know, that's something that could go to a local charity, and that would be a nice thing. You're out there, you go out there with your son, your daughter, your family, your friends, you have a good time. You're laughing, you're throwing snowballs at each other, you're shoveling the stadium.
Well, I don't know if it's that, Timmy. I think they have like a foreman that hits you in the face with a shovel.
Stop.
You're not doing your job. It's
get
like the
back
old
door.
The old man from Home Alone.
It's not.
He's got the salt and he's got the shovel and he's beating you.
It's not like they're prisoners.
You're saying you're going to show up to work. This is not a fuss. It's not a baggy pants fuss.
I think
you're there to work.
I think it is a little bit of a fuss.
No, you're there to work.
Just make sure you
if they're going to
keep shoveling
and they're going to feed you, it's no time for fun and games.
Oh,
shovel the snow.
There's a little time for fun.
I'm making snow angels. I'm Timmy. And then they beat you to death.
Why do you got to ruin it?
You're ruining it.
It's a nice thing.
It is a nice thing.
It's a nice thing. I would do it. I think it's great.
You know what else is nice? Working for a living. You know? Maybe people need the $20 an hour, Timmy. It's not all, maybe you can donate it to charity. Maybe people need it to eat.
Oh, what about you? Oh, I'm going to do all these cameos for you. I'm going to give it all up. I'm going to take it to Duncan's Toy Chest.
I don't need it. I'm not going out there doing it for $20 an hour.
If they want to keep the 20, keep the $20. What do I care? I'm telling you what I would do.
Let's give it away.
Yes.
I got a lot of 20s.
I need the $20 bill from shoveling for an hour.
Right now. Here you go.
You're a real son of a bitch. You know that?
Timmy has solved our kicking problems, our Ohio State kicking problems. Timmy has solved them all.
We got the guys.
I believe you.
I got the guys. I got three guys.
Three guys?
I got three guys. One of them is the guy.
Ooh, Machu Picchu. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is a little slow on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. There's also some slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Hey, Aaron.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming,
I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies are expected here for your Friday, with temperatures around 30 degrees here for this afternoon. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for the weekend, we are looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine, with more clouds on Saturday. Highs around 30 degrees here for Saturday and Sunday. But then we are looking ahead to a warm-up here for next week, with highs back in the 40s and 50s. But with that warm-up will come a chance for rain here by Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Want your jailbirds? It is a go to jail Friday. You guys know where to reach us. We're on Twitter next at manandtimmy971. You can text the burner phone. I'm holding it right here, 614-787-3093. I love our email line too, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Now, look, we understand we need to put our special teams in jail. We've done that. We've discussed it. We know what the issues are. So,
yeah,
you know,
but
for starters,
are they going to fix the issues? That's the
problem. You don't think they will?
Problem.
You don't think they will?
I think
if we've said anything about Ryan Day, right, they will try.
You had special teams issues last season, too.
It's hard to believe Jaden Fielding's been the kicker for this team for three seasons.
I'm aware of it. I'm watching the old Miss guy go out and, hey,
all right,
56, all right. 55, what's the big deal? Ooh, hey, hillbilly.
So, I have been looking at kicker profiles. And I was looking at the Illinois guy, David Olano.
Yeah.
No. Don't want him.
Well, I thought you said you did.
No. He didn't make from 50 or above.
Well, we don't want that.
No attempts from north of 50.
Timmy, can I tell you something?
I need a leg. Maybe he's got the leg, but I need a guy that's actually kicked 50-yard field goals.
The bar has been set so low. If you give me consistent 40-yard field goals, I'll take it at this point.
Let me ask you, like, where Fielding was right around 80%, and where do you think that puts you in the grand scheme of college football kickers? Because we're Ohio State. I mean, you should be wanting at any position. And I know, I understand kicker and punter, it's an individualized position. You might not be the number one kicker in the country statistically, but you should be what, top 15?
Yeah, but Timmy,
in a given year,
that 80%
in your department
is skewed. It's not apples to apples.
I know, you're right.
Because,
you're right.
I mean, they don't even try and kick sometimes,
right,
because they know they can't.
And they're all kicks that are not in any kind of pressure situation. And even the short kicks in pressure situations, what's the number on those? Anyway, 80% puts you like right around the 60th best kicker in college football. And that's not what we're looking for.
That's right.
That's not what we're looking for.
So
at
you're
going
to solve this problem.
I got some profiles, and it starts right there where you were talking about. Who among us wasn't watching that game last night, Georgia and Ole Miss, and just salivating a kicker? Even when that last kick, Georgia got a pretty good rush, and he just calmly just sails that thing.
I was like
right through the
sitting
middle
back
of the
in my
uprights.
Chair.
Ugh.
Miming smoking a cigarette, saying, oh, yeah, you kicked that ball. It was like I was sitting in the football cuck chair. Yeah.
The kicker, you kick it good. It's the kicker cuck chair.
55 yards. Oh, yeah, you did.
My God.
Do it again. Oh, 56. Yeah, you did it again. Yeah.
You said it. That's Lucas Carnero.
It's very disturbing what I'm saying here. So
Lucas is a junior. And let's just pretend that we're going for broke. Like, we're getting the Common Man and Timmy NIL budget going. We're doing whatever.
We're paying for a million, broke. This $2 million, whatever it takes. Got it. We got it all.
We should be doing this, right? So, if we think about that way, Lucas Carnero, he is a junior. He's 5'11", 190 pounds from Cornelius, North Carolina.
I don't care where he's from. I don't care if he's a little person. It doesn't matter to me.
Pretend where Cornelius, make up where Cornelius is from.
It's the Forbidden Zone.
Is that a Charlotte suburb or a, I don't remember it, from Raleigh-Durham area. Let's go with Charlotte or Cornelius, out there in the hills.
Nothing.
Western Carolina.
Nothing about Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. I got it.
Cornelius. Oh, okay. Cornelius. All right.
No, it went over.
Zira and Cornelius?
Yeah.
They would get it on, right, Teddy?
They did, yeah.
Dr. Zaius. So,
oh, that Dr. Zaius was just an a-hole.
Just a hole. So, Carnero, 8 for 9 from 40 to 49 yards.
All right.
3 of 4 from 50 plus, and 2 of them last night in a championship setting.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a wonderful, wonderful guy to have. He was 95% as a sophomore, and he was 90% this year. That's a hell of a 2-year run. Got another name for you.
All right.
You remember? Remember Oklahoma?
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And do you remember how short his shorts were?
Oh, the shorts guy.
He was basically wearing a thong.
He had his package hanging out.
He kicks in a thong, and he's great. He's absolutely great.
I don't know if I want that guy.
Tate Sandal.
I don't like him.
Tate Sandal.
Thinks he's bigger than everybody. He's got an attitude problem.
He's a junior. He's 5'9". He's 102 pounds.
This is Jay Burson kicker. Hello. He
blows away in the wind.
Kick that ball.
He's 182 pounds from Port Neches, Texas. And he wears the short shorts. He was 8 for 9.
Wear short britches in Port Neches.
And them niches get stitches.
If you don't hit those kicks, those niches get stitches in their britches.
That's true. 8 for 9. From 50 plus this year, Tate Sandal. 8 for 9 from 40
to
49
yards. You
gotta
have some sort of dress code, man. You can't be coming to here wearing that.
Oh, we'll get him some proper.
It's too erotic.
We'll get him the right kind of garment. Okay?
You really have people in the cuck chair going, yeah, you get that ball in your short britches.
It's very taut.
Yeah.
All right, so 89%.
Ole Miss guy.
Oklahoma guy. Now, here's the name for you, all right? All right, Johnny? Here's the name that I want you to remember. This guy is Lorcan Quinn. L-O-R-C-A-N. Lorcan Quinn from Marshall, the Thundering Herd.
Lorcan.
Now, this young man is a true freshman. He was 24/7 Sports True Freshman of the Year at the kicker position. He is from Donaghmore, Northern Ireland. Him and Rory McIlroy, the sportsman from Northern Ireland at the moment. 6'1", 190 pounds. Now, again, if you don't focus solely on the percentage, also that he's a true freshman and is just getting his feet wet, he was 81%. For field goals. He has a long of 55 yards, and this guy has shown time and time again that he can kick from north of 50. He was 5 for 5 from 40 to 49 yards and 4 of 6 from 50 plus. What about a guy like Lorcan Quinn? I know he's got the Biscuit World NIL deal, the Tudors Biscuit World. Their coach was trying to pull guys away from Ohio State with unlimited Biscuit World. That'd be a nice place to have the black card or the gold card, too.
We don't have any.
Good biscuits. Oh, we got them. Got them in Ohio. Not in
Where?
Columbus. All over Ohio.
Okay. But I'm not traveling out of the metro area to use my black card.
We'll go down to the Ohio River. We'll have a fun time.
I don't want to go to the Ohio River.
You get a little methamphetamine?
We can go to Plain City and get that, buddy.
Can we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't do that. I don't condone that.
Lorkin?
Lorkin
Quinn. You know, I veto just on the name.
Vulcan
his name.
Quinn.
Lorkin Quinn.
Lorkin.
Hello, I'm Lorkin. Sounds like an alien.
I think it's a common Irish name.
Lorkin?
Lorkin. What are the most common Irish names? Something?
I grew up with a lot of Irish people in the Catholic Church.
Never heard of
Never one. Met a Lorkin.
Maybe it's a classic Northern Irish name. Northern Lorkin. Ireland surnames. Let's see.
Lorkin O'Reilly is a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Lorkin O'Toole. Lorkin Quinn. Lorkin Finnegan. Is it Finnegan?
Finnegan.
Maybe it is a common name. I don't know. The hell do I know?
James and Grace were the most popular names given to babies in Northern Ireland in 2024. Well, that's boring.
What's wrong with the James? James is good.
I wanted something more exotic.
King James.
James and Grace.
My father's name is James.
My mother's name is James.
Well, some people with the name Jamie.
Jaime.
Go by James.
Yeah. Yeah, Jaime Jaquez. Mexican Jamie.
Jaime.
Jaime.
Mm-hmm. Jaime, 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 Jaime.
Chris Calloway.
Audio. Cab Calloway.
Vincent Ultimate Brisby. Ben Wintercoats.
Oh.
Sleeping Eric sleeping with the enemy.
I gotta tell you, man.
The Raiders.
I was never the biggest.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
No. I was a fan of that is what I'm saying. Like Chris Berman doing everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Berman doing Sports Center. Chris Berman doing Home Run Derby.
Oh, no, I'm with you there.
Did nothing for me.
But prime time.
NFL prime time with him and Tom Jackson.
It's your bread and butter.
Shoot it right in my veins.
Absolutely.
My God.
I guess we don't really need the show. They might even have something for Berman. He might still do an iteration of that they put on ESPN Plus.
He does a very short one, I think.
He'll do that 2-minute thing.
I want the full hour.
Yeah.
You
want the whole thing.
I want the whole thing, baby.
Not a piece of it.
All right, let's do some jails. And a tribute to Alabama football coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on Cleveland Avenue at Ferris Road, and things are a little slow on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by Capital One. Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist you with your banking needs. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One NA member FDIC. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mm-mm. Pick Your Parlay, coming up at 5 o'clock, the Friday edition of Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. We didn't talk to Rims this week because we had, you know, New Year's and football things, but plenty of conversation. We got the Winter Classic tonight in Miami. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing
Ooh-wee.
Like the Rangers and the Panthers in a baseball stadium with the dome closed.
And I reminisce, though. That was a pretty cool deal last year, though, right? Finally getting to be a part of it.
here?
Here, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was a cool thing. At the Shoe? I mean, come on. That was good.
I like that shirt you're wearing today.
Oh, thank you.
I like that gray retro Ohio State shirt.
We'll get into it a little bit later, but this is go time now.
We got a big game tonight, man.
I love welcoming everybody that's kind of half in, 1 foot in, maybe paying attention to the men's basketball team if they pick up some big wins. Well, we haven't really done that. We had West Virginia and Notre Dame, but those are not ranked opponents. They're not juggernauts in men's basketball right now. You had an opportunity to slip away, neutral site floor against North Carolina. And it does concern me because those are games that they can move your NCAA tournament resume. So this month, I have a feeling at the end of the month, we're going to know. Like, we're going to have a real good idea if we're talking about tournament basketball or not.
Buckeyes at Rutgers tonight, 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Let's do some go-to-jails.
Yeah, so I'll go right here. My Sackies and Crackies. My Sackies and Crackies.
Oh, I'm not ready for you yet.
Why would you be ready? You only prompted me for go-to-jails.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I had the Phyllis pulled up.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
Go to jail to my wife and my daughter. We got into a big fight in the car the other day when you played the clip about Pop-Tarts from Bishop and Friends. I've always been the only one in the family that enjoys them, and they both ganged up on me. They were putting them down. Wife said she'd rather eat cardboard. Daughter said she'd rather eat poop. What commie bastards do I live with?
That is ridiculous.
Go to jail.
You know, I hate it when we have to go to
5 years in jail for
to
them.
Prove a point. All right, you don't like them.
Billy Joel?
I got it. Five years in jail. For both of them. And you know what? They can come out early if they admit that they like Pop-Tarts. Start to eat them.
I don't understand this. I really don't.
Go have your strudel in jail with Bo Bishop.
It's a wonderful item.
That's a euphemism too, Teddy. The jail strudel.
The jail strudel is not something that
you
want.
There's some white icing on that one.
Shit. My guys.
Oh, you got another one?
My guys.
Ooh, that's cool. Sometimes choke time, coach.
For Go to Jail Friday, I didn't want to rehash the Buckeyes loss, but our special teams operation in its entirety needs to go to jail. 6 years since we have made a field goal from 50 plus. Oh, I thought we were giving him 6 years in jail. It's been 6 years since we made a field goal from 50
plus.
They
should give him 6 years in jail based on that stat.
Buddy, if you're right with that stat, we'll have Teddy fact check it. He ain't going to fact check it. And when is the last time?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
It was right.
Hey, pizzazz. Pizzazz. When's the last time you can recall punt being down inside the five? If you're going to play trestle ball on offense, you sure as hell better have the special team to go along with it. Parker Fleming isn't even here anymore, but jail for him as well. All right, that's enough. Happy 2026.
I agree. 6 years in jail.
My buddy wants to put me in jail. My buddy Scott is throwing me in jail because I didn't want to play golf with him over the weekend. And the reason
over the weekend, it's winter.
Yeah. Well, we had a 61 degree day. This was maybe not this weekend, but when I had some PTO, we caught one of those unseasonably warm days, right? Like we had a day where the snow melted, but it was so sopping wet.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Most of the courses, our local course, Thornapple, was closed. I haven't even checked. I'm sure that York is closed, where I'm a member.
Have some respect.
I haven't even gone
for your
up
golf.
There. I don't want to play on York to mess it up because it's just
on a messy sponge.
No, it's not. It's not ready to play. And he said, "Well, you do all this yammering about Scotland, this Scotland, that. Ooh, I have a place in Aberdeen, Scotland." He thought I would love to play in these wet, dank conditions.
The soil
out there
is different.
It's not
in Scotland.
It's not conducive. If we're playing in Scotland and it's the season for golf and it's wet and rainy, we can do it. It's the dead of winter. The snow just disappeared. And again, our local municipal track wasn't even open. It's closed.
I'm not going to send you to jail.
Scotty, you go to jail.
I said Scotty.
You go to jail 1 year time. You can't play golf. You're not good enough.
All right, let's dedicate the program today to Alabama football fans everywhere. It was not a good game for you against Indiana yesterday. Your big time program, you know, the Tide fans were flapping their gums.
Paul Feinbaum knew that the Bama Crimson Tide were just going to walk all over them.
So one of the biggest Bama fans of all time was Phyllis from Mulga, She used to call into the Paul Feinbaum show. Like many Paul Feinbaum callers,
Malva?
Where the life expectancy is 47 years old, she's no longer with us. We want to dedicate this to her. This is one of her famous call-ins with Paul Feinbaum as we celebrate Alabama's elimination with us from the college football playoff.
Hey, Cal Turd, you are just... I don't even have a name for you anymore, except Cow Turd. How dare you say that about Alabama? They lose a game. They lose a game, and they lost it to a good team. The team beat Alabama. But how can you say, after the dynasty took all these years, all these decades, one game is going to mean that Saban's dynasty is over? You're out of your freaking mind, Cow Turd. You need to go back to whatever the hell you was doing before you got on the radio. And how dare you call me out? You call me out, you're going to get me back. You hear me, you punk? How dare you? I don't understand the way you act towards... It's Bama. That's what it is. It's Bama. You don't hate any team in this nation except for Bama. And you know why? Because they're better than what you've got. Nick Saban is a better man than you are. You could never coach because you don't have a bit of coaching in your body. You have nothing but to sit there and insult and down and just carry on about everybody that's doing something different than you. You're jealous. That's the bottom line. You're jealous. And Bama's coming back. Bama has not lost. The dynasty is not over. Do you hear me, Cowherd? Bama's dynasty has just begun. Kiss my butt. Roll Tide.
She didn't give him with a roll damn Tide in that one. Well, Phyllis, we great have call.
A couple other ones, too.
Great call, Phyllis.
I want you to picture something. Now, for me... Outside of my lovely wife, who is just beautiful and gets more beautiful every single day.
Yes.
You know?
Yep, she does.
To me, sort of the picture of what a goddess looks like is Gabby Thomas, the Olympic sprinter.
I got it.
All right?
You love Gabby Thomas. I do, but you know what? We get it.
Timmy, I'm setting it up for you because not everybody listens 3 hours a day every single day. Okay?
Gabby Thomas. Love of your life.
Oh, my God, Gabby. As much as I would love to have some intimate time with Gabby, if by some miracle of science, her voice was replaced with that, like everything else is the same. She gives me the wink, says, "Common man, I'm coming for you." All right?
How would she say that, though? Hey, common man, I'm coming for you.
You are just, I don't even have a name for you anymore.
Stop it. I couldn't do it.
Jump into bed with me.
I couldn't do it. Everything else could be the same. I'd put cotton in my ears. Cotton Fitzsimmons would go in my ears.
Stan Cotton into
whatever,
the ears.
Whatever, man. I couldn't do it.
No, that would be...
It's so off-putting.
That would be tough to do. She could be the hottest woman in the world, and if it was that voice... Does she have a sweet voice, do you think? We've never heard it.
Wouldn't that be even creepier? I'm going to tell you a little story about Nick Saban now. Just settle on back, and old Phyllis going to tell you a story about the greatest ball coach of all time. Let me put my teeth in the glass.
Under the bright lights of Memphis in the Commodore Hotel.
My God. Mm. Anyway, sorry you're dead, Phyllis.
Rest in peace, Phyllis.
Rest in peace, and rest in peace, Alabama football.
Great phone calls.
Hanging out with us in the loser section.
I do hate Colin Cowherd, though.
We can agree on that.
Her getting after him.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little comment about, ooh, soda. Soda's no good.
I would rather Gabby Thomas have Colin Cowherd's voice, though, I think.
No.
Than Phyllis's.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
I like Cowherd's voice.
Yeah. What are we doing next? Oh, Buckeyes have hired a new assistant coach. We'll talk about that. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 670 from Grandview to I-70 and expect some holdup due to an accident that's on Worthington Woods Boulevard at Sankas Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
We got a higher home appraisal after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Toyota. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Hey, it's Anthony.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
There's football. I shall call it Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for all things football. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, I'm on TV right now.
Hey, looky there. You got the glasses on. Why no glasses anymore?
I wear them for TV. I feel like I look smarter.
Look at you.
I feel like for the TV audience.
What are you doing?
Like old Gladys and stuff at home. She needs a fresh-faced, studious boy coming into the home. Not this dirty filth that you get on the radio.
I don't like you.
I thought you said you liked the glasses. Now you don't like them?
No. It's not where I'm going. As a glasses wearer, my entire life.
You take offense to the fact that I use them purely for fashion, don't you?
I do.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I need them. I'm blind right now. I don't see well
and
without
them. I might take more offense. I should take more offense to that, but I don't. I hate that you will just go on TV to try to look more studious. Looks like I'm Mike Ricciardotti from Biography. Like you're ready to sit down and have a little documentary
action.
Who was
the Biography guy?
Who was the Biography guy? I just remember
Harry Smith?
I don't know. I just remember
Teddy, was it Harry Smith? The Biography?
Who did it?
He did that, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that did it? Was it Daryl Hammond that would do that bit for SNL?
He did a lot of bits.
He did a lot. I know. I think it was Daryl Hammond who did the
Harry
Smith from Biography.
I thought he did the movies. This where they would go back to the old movies.
Am I thinking of a different bit? Was it an AMC thing?
Yeah, the AMC guy.
Who was the AMC guy that did those? Those are always interesting, right? Where they would start a classic pick. And he would come on the screen and he'd talk for maybe 2 minutes or so.
They still do that.
Give
now.
A little background on the movie.
You know,
like if they're going to show Psycho or something.
Sven Gulli.
Who's Svengoolie?
Svengoolie's on MeTV. He's been doing it. It's Rich Coase is his name.
That's his character?
He's Svengoolie. He's like a ghoul type of guy. And he shows B-horror movies from back in the day.
It's strictly a horror movie type of thing.
I mean, it's campy, but it's fun. I like that stuff.
And we don't get that stuff anymore. Now we just stream everything. We click it on.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this younger generation, they don't appreciate the Svengoolie like I did. I'm Timmy Hall. All right, Buckeye coaches. Buckeyes have hired Cortez Hankton.
Cortez.
As their new wide receiver coach, replacing Brian Hartline. He was previously on the LSU staff. So, of course, the offensive coordinator job has not been filled by Mr. Hankton, but I played in the league for a while. You know, he's been at big-time programs. And so Ryan Day thought that he was the best guy to fill the wide receiver shoes. And look, from a day-to-day coaching perspective, I'm sure Mr. Hankton's very good. Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo, I'm sure can coach very well.
The good thing about Cortez Hankton, no burning the ships. Or he does burn the ships.
No burning the ships.
Yeah, Cortez. The conquistador.
Oh, okay. Can I finish my thought?
Fine.
I have so few of them. Let me get
it
out.
It just said the Christmas poo. I thought it was a time to jump in there with my thing.
Fair enough.
Fair point.
Fair enough. Good answer.
Go ahead. Wide receivers coach.
Now I've forgotten.
What you were saying.
Oh, here it is.
I'm sure he's a fine
Brian
coach.
Brian Hartline, you know, from a day-to-day coaching perspective, I don't know. But I do know he's perhaps the greatest recruiter that we've ever had. On this staff.
I know what you mean.
So that's going to be a difficult shoe to fill. I say shoe because Brian Hartline only has one foot because he rolled over his ATV.
Yeah, let's go with
shoes. On the other one, amputated it off.
That's right. No, I'm sure that's in his contract at South Florida. You're not allowed to get anywhere near a Polaris.
Fashion place?
Would you prefer John Deere Gator instead? Pick whatever brand of 4x4. You'd like to go with right there. But no, at least the two programs that you always talk about as going after that label for wide receiver U would be Ohio State and LSU. So here is a guy that's going to be able to say he has worked for both programs. And LSU has developed and put out very, very fine wide receivers here in the near future or in the recent past, and they probably will in the near future as well. But I think this is more curious now about the next thing, because when you bring in a wide receivers coach, I mean, Brian Hartline was still handling your wide receiver duties, but he was the offensive coordinator. So we still have an OC spot to fill. And you don't want to see Ryan Day continue to do this, right?
No, I think
what happened in 2024, you won the national championship. When he took a step back, there's just so much to do. In college football, as a head coach, from running the show.
The on-field general overseeing it all.
And he actually gave like a minute-long response. I don't know if you heard it. It was in one of the press conferences leading up to the game. But he talked about the good of being an OC that's upstairs. He said it's more like you can focus on certain things because you're not paying attention to what's going on defensively. You're taking that time to think about what those next set of calls are going to look like when you do get the football back. He likened it more to like to a video game, like you're playing Madden. You're kind of away from the action, away from the emotion of everything that is going on down there. And he tried to use that as a positive for how he was going to do it, being the head coach again and having the clipboard right there and being able to look in his quarterback's eyes or look at the faces of his guys coming off the field and then maybe decide to what direction they need to go. But I think you want to go with a real full-blown offensive coordinator. And I'm sure that's what they're going to do. It's just what direction are they going to go in now?
I have an opinion about someone out there, an entertainer out there, an actor, comedian that everybody seems to love. And I got a hot take on this guy that he could be the most annoying person in the world. Plus, pizzazz with Pick Your Parlay coming up at the top of the hour. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane of southbound 71's off-ramp to I-70 on the north side, causing some slower traffic from East Broad Street. And watch out for a slowdown due to a crash that's on Cleveland Avenue at Ferris Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the Crawl Space Repair Experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
For years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. For the first time in 10 days, the Ohio State men's basketball team returns to the hardwood as they resume Big Ten play tonight. They'll be on the road visiting Rutgers. You can catch the action here on The Fan starting at 7 o'clock with tip-off from The Rack at 8 o'clock. College football, the transfer portal has officially opened. So far, we've seen 12 Ohio State scholarship players enter their name into the portal. Some notable names include running back James Peoples and backup quarterback Lincoln Kienholz. The window to enter the portal closes on January 16th. In NBA tonight, the Cavs go for their third win in a row as they host the Denver Nuggets, who will be without three-time MVP Nikola Jokic, who is out with a knee injury. Tip-off from Rocket Arena is at 7:30. This one's sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, I have a, I'm sure, unpopular opinion. I'm sure everybody in the chat on YouTube. By the way, please go join our chat, friends. They're going to yell at me because this guy's a comedic genius. But Will Ferrell, who I never had a problem with. I was never a fan of the movie Elf. But Will Ferrell in general, I enjoyed his flicks. I thought he was funny. All of that.
Yeah. I mean, Will Ferrell is a legend. No doubt about it.
And this is now like the second time he's done this. He goes to an LA Kings game. He sits in the stands and he dresses like a referee and he mimes referee calls in the stands.
Mikey, no likey.
It's like, what the hell's the matter with you, dude?
Kramer says you'll need it because you're an entertainer and you're desperate for attention.
You just can't sit.
Too much of a look at me type of thing. I'm super famous.
And what? You got $100 million. You're in all these movies. You can act like a clown anytime you want. It's called your job. You're telling me you can't go to a damn hockey game without being the center of attention? I'm the only one who has a problem with this?
No, I see it too. I guess he just loves being silly. He loves to just get out there and be that clown.
It's all about me, me, me. Please look at me. I am so pretty. Love me. Want me.
Shower me with kisses. Mwah, 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 mwah.
He's a dandy. He's a real fancy boy.
I've had enough. I've had enough of Will Ferrell.
Look at Will over there. Wasn't he doing something here in town? Didn't people spot him out at a bar or two?
Because he's part of that, was it LAFC?
LAFC. He was out here when they were playing the Crew, and he was wearing all the stuff with the scarf and the silver hair, and I think he was
just standing on the bar, leading them in chants.
Obviously, this guy has no issue
like a good time,
doing his shtick, and it almost bleeds into his real life. The actor, Will Ferrell, the guy from SNL, almost sort of infiltrates his brain whenever he goes anywhere in public.
That's fine.
But they do a lot of movies like this too. Like I would have not known if he's trying to film a scene for a movie later on. Cause I think from Daddy's Home, they did the whole bit with the Lakers game where he's running out on the court, chucks a basketball into a cheerleader's face. I think I remember.
He wasn't filming a movie. He was just being himself.
I know. He was just there in the first or second row behind the glass, dressed like a ref.
Look at me, guys.
hey, it's been a while since you saw one of my movies. Hey, don't forget about me. Remember, he went to another game last year dressed as Elf.
That's hilarious. That's
did he?
Yes, yeah.
He did.
I don't know. He sat there that. Dressed as Elf. Can't drink, just watch the game like a normal person.
Okay, he didn't do much, though. He just was Elf.
Yeah, he just showed up as Elf.
Right, should we do parlay?
I don't know. Are we ever going to do it?
You want pizzazz?
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
Here we go. To celebrate the end of the NFL's regular season, today's edition of the parlay will simply be me picking every single game this weekend.
Oh, little theme.
If I get theme them all parlay. Right, I'm a genius. If I get them all wrong, I'm also a genius. Here we go.
Yeah, pizzazz.
All money lines here, all right? Tampa Bay Bucks at home against the Panthers. It's all on the line. The honor of winning the NFC South and being the Tulsa of the NFL playoffs. The Buccaneers have been free falling, but it's over for Cinderella Carolina. Give me Baker and the Bucks. Seahawks and the 49ers not only playing for the NFC West crown, but the number one seed in the NFC. The 49ers have just looked too good as of late. And this smells like a game where Sam Darnold completes more passes to the other team than his own. Give me the 49ers. Who has the best defense in the NFL? The Houston Texans do. They will beat the Colts. Jags finish up against the Titans, and they finish with a win to go 13-4. Who thought that? Brownies at the Bengals. Everybody's frustrated. Joe Burrow sounds like he wants to die. Will Myles Garrett get the sack record? Yes! Will the Browns finish with a victory? No! Falcons can finish in a three-way tie atop the NFC South, but because of the tiebreaker, they will not make the playoffs. The Saints have been secret decent over the last month or so.
Tyler Shaw.
I'm going to say the Saints go to the ATL and get a victory to close out the season. Cowboys, yuck! Giants, yuck! Will Jackson Dart's dad run on the field and play the game for him? Cowboys win! Hey, remember when the Packers were a playoff team? Me neither. They finish up the season with a nice loss in Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy's back. Hey, snow game, Jets and Bills. I'm going with the J-E-T-S.
Oh, you're crazy.
Shit. No way. Bills win.
Oh, good.
Patriots finish up their great season with a win against the Dolphins. Eagles beat the Commanders. Sorry, Timmy. Broncos beat the Chargers. Nope. This is getting boring. Even though division is locked up, my Chicago Bears will finish off the Lions. Rams beat the Cardinals. Mikey getting sleepy. Chiefs at the Raiders. If the Raiders lose, they get the number one pick in the draft, but they're stupid. They're going to win and screw it all up. Finally, Ravens at the Steelers. Winner take all. Lamar is back. He had a full week of practice, but there's a few things to remember here. First, Lamar has been trash all season. Second, every time you think the Steelers are dead, like the Undertaker, oh, yes! They rise from the ashes. Ayahuasca crap bag has one ashes. More moment. What did I say?
The asses.
They rise from the asses too, my friend. That's even better. The ayahuasca crap bag has one more moment of glory. Steelers win. Throw that all into the hopper. You put $10 on it. If you win, I win. We all win $12,000.
$12,000.
All money lines on that. No point spreads.
Is it over yet?
It's over.
We took half the segment out.
I did every game.
Parlay time. Pizzazz time.
We need a coffin.
All right, so the biggest month of the season for Buckeye Men's Hoops and their tournament chances starts right now, tonight, in Piscataway, New Jersey, or New Brunswick, or East Rutherford, or one of those places, wherever. Maybe Hoboken. Maybe Jersey City. I don't care. Buckeyes are going to the rack to take on a very pedestrian Rutgers squad that lost their freshman stars Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper to the NBA. They're led by sophomore Dylan Grant, who is much improved, 14 points per game. On paper, Rutgers 7-6, they're not good. They turn it over too much. They don't shoot the three well. But then again, Ohio State turns it over too much. They don't shoot the three that well now. But we saw OSU figure it out to win a few games last season on the road. And when didn't we see this Ohio State team do that for the two previous seasons? They couldn't do it. So maybe they've got some road things figured out. But when I see ESPN's prediction machine say Buckeyes an 80% chance to win and they're an 8.5-point favorite, I say, dear God! But this Rutgers team, they beat Penn by one. They barely beat Delaware State at home. Yuck. They lost to Central Connecticut. Bigger yuck. OSU minus 8.5. Yes, I'm taking them to cover. Oh, boy. Next, a two-pack of games on the Peacock that Evan Turner and Jack Collinsworth will be swooning over. Oh, wow, we got a big game coming up. This is going to be some fun basketball. Michigan hosting USC and Michigan State heading on the road to Nebraska. You want to know how highly people think of Michigan and Coach Dusty May, who OSU passed on? USC is ranked 24th in the country, 12-1, and the unbeaten Wolverines are a 21.5 point favorite. Well, let's take the points for USC and the under 173. Nebraska, they're going to lose at home to Tom Izzo's 12-1 Spartans. Exactly the kind of game that Tom Izzo wins. Good old Jackson Kohler, a product of Utah. He was friends with the whites out there.
You know what we call the
My
Kohler?
Old neighbors.
Toilet man.
Kohler, Wisconsin.
Yeah, got it.
Home
flush
of
on
the
you.
Toilets. Flush like a jet engine. He's coming up big. 14 points and 10 rebounds. PTP'er. NFL. Well, it's not like we got a ton of injuries at quarterbacks, teams resting that will significantly throw off these already skewed betting lines. Shit, but come on, let's bagel. Bet them anyway. How about Commanders Eagles, Josh Johnson and Tanner McKee? Oh, boy. Washington getting 4.5. Do it. Chris Oladukun and the Chiefs and Kenny Pickett and the Raiders? Sure, scratching me where I itch. Take the Raiders getting 5.5. Then Niners over the Seahawks. Moneyline, JSN over 100 yards. Bucks favored by 3. They'll beat the craptastic Panthers. But then the Falcons are going to beat the Saints the next day, take the money line, and the Panthers will make it in the playoffs anyway. Then Sunday Night Football, I tell you, Lamar Jackson is going to be back here, throwing the ball, running all over the place. Take the Ravens, not the Steelers. All that fun, $10, gets you $7,982.
I'm getting you $12,000 with my picks. Teddy, pizzazz.
I only have a 6-gamer here today. I'm taking Will Ferrell's USC team as well. I'm getting 22.5 tonight against Michigan, so take the Trojans. I'm going the other way with that Michigan State-Nebraska game, Timmy. I think Nebraska's going to pull this one out tonight. I'm taking Nebraska on the money
Stay
line.
Undefeated,
no.
Right?
Yeah, they're unbeaten.
Yeah, unbeaten.
Oregon's at Maryland tonight. Take the home team there as well. Go Maryland. The Buckeyes, of course, in Rutgers. Timmy, you think the Buckeyes will cover easily? I think Buckeyes win the game. I'm taking the 8.5.
Close game.
Yeah, they'll win by like that, you know, 6-7 points.
We shall see. We shall see.
And then tomorrow night we have the tomorrow afternoon, 3:00. Jackets Sabres. Jackets in the streak against the Sabres. Take the Jackets as well. Last one, Browns Bengals Sunday. I'm taking the Bengals to win that one. You put $10 on this, you're going to get a little over $325. Sorry. But that's pizzazz.
If you say so.
You taking the Jackets to win?
Yeah. Take off your pants and jacket.
Take it to the bank.
Is in. Stop. Now you're just being frivolous. Will you take it to the banks?
We'll see.
It's not Rimmer time yet, right? Yeah. 5:30 Rimmer time?
Indiana coach Kurt Cignetti setting a fashion trend? We'll discuss coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little slow on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. You're also looking at slow traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies are expected here for your Friday with high temperatures around 30 this afternoon. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for the weekend, we're still tracking highs around the lower 30s here on Saturday and Sunday. But looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine with more clouds on Saturday than Sunday. And then as we head into next week, we are tracking a nice warm-up. Highs are back into the 40s to lower 50s here as we head through the week. But we are tracking the chance for rain on Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
I would love to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health because, dudes. New Year's here,
dudes.
And we got a chance to make real positive changes in our life. And if you're struggling with that dreaded two-letter acronym, that's ED, ED, erectile dysfunction, well, what better time than now, Mike, to move past the frustration?
It's a new year,
Timmy. We got people in town that can help us with these things. Why stay limp? Limp noodle.
Nah, Limp Bizkit.
When you can be like a rock, oh, like a rock. You could do that. Uh-huh. Just go to tristatemenshealth.com. You can take a look around right there. You can set yourself up for that first appointment. We have two lovely locations to see right here in Central Ohio. You get the $99 first visit. You get the consult with a licensed medical provider, the TMPSA test, and if advised, a dose. If it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. You're losing nothing right there. Their staff is filled with experts. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be doing it like a rock the day after your appointment. How great is that? TriStateMensHealth.com. So, by the way, I was thinking of the name that was floating around my head was Jack Perkins. Biography. He did it.
I don't remember him.
You had Peter Graves.
Mission
you
Impossible.
Had Mike Wallace.
Newsman.
And you had Harry Smith, who was one. Now, some people in the burner phone and on the chat were saying that we were thinking of James Lipton.
No,
that's who I was inside the actor's studio.
That's who I was thinking of. That's because Will Ferrell did him.
What's your favorite curse word?
I'm thinking of whoever. The other thing, if it wasn't biography, we're talking about AMC classic movie intros. Someone named Bob Dorian did that.
Yeah. I remember him.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, Nick. Do you remember Nick Clooney?
Nick Clooney was George's father. No, it's his father.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. George Clooney's from Kentucky or Louisville area,
that's
right?
That's correct. He's a big Reds fan.
Big Reds fan. Probably a big Blue fan. Although I know he's a Reds fan.
I don't know if he's a Kentucky basketball fan. He's a big Reds fan.
You don't have
Ashley
to say
Judd
it like that.
Is a big Blue fan.
Oh, really? I think I heard of that.
Did you just give me a dough? Did you really just give me one of those? Yeah. What year is it?
I don't know.
Oh, dough.
2025.
Oh. You want to talk about Kurt Cignetti's fashion trend?
So I seen this. I seen it on Twitter, and some people were making some noise about this. And after careful review, I believe it to be right. I'm taking a good close look there. You guys can pull up Kurt Cignetti. I mean, there's 10,000 shots of him from yesterday's game. I mean, there's the one meme that I keep seeing is how he's like kind of pacing up and down the sideline, and he's just the way he's looking out to the field. Everyone's doing there, you know, this is me inspecting my yard after the wife tried to mow and I don't think she did a good enough job. This is me looking at my car after my teenager took it out last night. I think that was McNeil's tweet on it. But in the postgame interview, it's pointed out that this man might not be wearing anything at all under his quarter zip. And that is, I believe, to be quite strange.
Well,
no, he's a bare-chested Kruger.
I've analyzed
under the quarter zip.
They do make the really low-hanging V-necks.
You're not wearing a low-hanging V-neck like to coach football?
Like
what,
a wife beater.
Jesse Katsopoulos?
I'm just saying, maybe.
Oh, have mercy.
Could be that.
No.
But maybe he's just comfortable. Now, what type of fabric do you think that quarter zip is?
See, that quarter zip that he's wearing looks like it's almost of the windbreaker variety.
Right.
Does it not to you?
Yes. Yes.
Not like a,
it's not a
poly nylon.
It's not a wool.
Thin. No,
it's not a cotton.
No, but I mean, a wool would be uncomfortable. Cotton would be uncomfortable.
I think
maybe the Under Armour, like the very thin, almost like a sheen, like a Charlie or a Martin. That would be the one that I would want up against my bare skin if I were going to do that move, which I wouldn't. That's weird, now, man.
Years ago, when I was doing the show with Torg, he came in one day wearing a wool V-neck sweater with no undershirt. We spent the entire day talking about this. The entire day. I was just fascinated. Like, doesn't that just itch you to death? No, dude, I don't have a problem with it. Even if you didn't, let's say all your nerve endings are dead and you can't feel the wool just brushing up against your man nipples for the entire day. It's a bad look.
The only place where this is acceptable is in the house, you know, in the confines of your own home.
Hey, man, he's winning these games. Let him wear what he wants to wear. He can show up naked for all I care if I'm an Indiana fan.
What are we doing, though? Can we talk about it or not?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Of course, he's a great coach.
You're right.
Is he the best coach in the game right now?
Yes.
Is it even debatable? If he wins two more games.
I got a bone to pick.
I understand, like, maybe some people want to see you prove that consistency at the major college football level.
He's turned Indiana around. He's undefeated. He's won the Big Ten. He just beat Alabama.
14-0.
He's got zero star recruits on this team.
He's doing so much with less.
Don't talk to me about the boosters. They got nothing on this
team. They got money,
I know, buns.
But they are not. They're probably going to start getting those higher recruits, but not yet.
Speaking of coaches.
The one thing I agreed with Herbie on the broadcast yesterday.
I got
about.
A problem with our good, clean girl, Nicole Sheeran.
What did Nicole do?
Well, first of all, she calls me on the phone this morning. I'm driving in. She calls me on the phone.
About your TV hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said, hello. She goes,
who's this?
What?
I said, you called me.
Why do you just say hello? Why don't you just say, hey, Nicole? You see it's Nicole calling.
So this is my fault now?
Why don't you just say,
why can't
hey,
answer
Nicole?
The phone the way I want to answer it? Hello?
You just give an informal hello when someone very close to you calls you?
Doesn't sound like you.
But she's crazy to say, who's this? She's calling your phone.
So right. we're both crazy then.
I don't like the way you started it.
Fine.
She was dumb also for the way she went on
right.
with it.
So, she's a big Georgia fan. She went to Georgia. We'll forgive her for that. But obviously, since she's come here, she covers the Buckeyes. She's become a big Buckeye fan, too. So, Buckeyes lose, and now Georgia has lost. And she's like,
I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, you could just do your job. We could do that. But
Nicole takes this stuff more personal.
She likes these guys.
She likes being around the team. She wanted to take the professional trip to Arizona and cover the Fiesta Bowl.
So she was very upset that Georgia lost. But then she said something that I think is insane. Because she was praising the professionalism of Kirby Smart.
Oh, yeah.
After their loss. It's like, oh, listen to him. He was so chipper and, you know, thanking the other team. And we played a good football team out there and all this. And I said, So you think that's professional? I think that's downright lunacy. Look, I'm not saying y'all have to be Ryan Day at the podium where it looks like he's just going to rip his genitals right off and eat them for lunch.
I think Ryan takes that from his predecessor and he understands how big of a deal this is to everybody.
If I was going to be a head coach, I'd be like that guy. I'd be distraught, trying to figure it out. Don't even talk to me right now. I'm trying to process all this. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch film. I'm going to kick myself in the crotch. All of it. I think that Kirby Smart is insane for acting the way that he acted after that game.
Well, he looked downright chipper to lose.
I think we played a pretty good game out there. What do you think? Before
that, like when they were doing the handshake, the way he's like running out there onto the field.
Oh, we lost. Did we win? Did we lose?
To Pete Golding, like, you did a smile. Like, hey, you did a great job.
Good job. Got no Lane Kiffin anymore,
but he just won the game anyway. Hot damn, hot diggity dog.
See, if I'm a Georgia fan and I'm watching that, I'm out of my mind. You, especially after that fourth down play that they had. And then he's explaining that away. That's on me. Weren't supposed to snap it. You know, what are you going to do? It's on me.
Oh, I know. On that play, like that, we can get into some of that game. There was many things about that game that were wild. The most egregious missed face mask in the history of football. I mean, the guy got fingers in his face mask, in his ear hole, in his eyeballs, ripping his eyeballs out, cutting his face off, smashing that helmet all the way around. Why can't we have a little challenge flag? You missed a key face mask call. Ridiculous. They get the ball back. They try to go down there and win. It was a great game. Shambliss for Ole Miss. What a great player. Ferris Bueller State. And then now he's here at Ole Miss. He has 8 300-yard games. That performance against that Georgia defense at that time, wonderful for him. But my God, that fourth down call that you brought up where you say, oh, my bad.
I think he handled himself very well.
Are you absolutely kidding me?
He's a loon. He's a lunatic.
And they probably know him that way. So it's probably somewhere in the middle. That's his personality. And Georgia fans, they're used to this type of Kirby Smart. He's won 2 national championships. He's won a lot there.
Well, that's fine.
So in a way, he kind of gets to be who he is and act the way that he acts.
For now.
Yeah, for now. It's always a for now.
Until he enters the Dabo zone.
I mean,
there's a shelf life to everybody, buddy.
You can't put Georgia back to the Dabo zone. They got to go to the Dabo zone first. I mean, they were in the college football playoff at 12-1.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Rimmer's going to unveil the title of his autobiography.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. We've been waiting for this. It's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's on Cleveland Avenue at 5th Avenue. And there's some residual traffic from an earlier accident on southbound 71 on the north side at I-70. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed Sponsored Jobs gives your job posting a turbo boost. Match with the candidates you're looking for, making your hiring simple. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Again, that's Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village, it's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Oh, it's a special Friday edition. Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Rims joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. It's been too long. Haven't talked to you since last year. What's going on?
Longer than that, Jeff. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Good to be with you.
Are you going to the outdoor game in Miami? Well, kind of outdoor game in Miami tonight?
I was invited by Coley Campbell and the National Hockey League to attend tonight's game in Miami, but I'm going to watch it on TV. I prefer it that way, and nothing will ever exceed what I saw last season with the Blue Jackets hosting the Red Wings. And March 1st will live in infamy for me. Just a great game. And how can you outdo what we saw with the Blue Jackets beating the Red Wings in the outdoor game in Columbus?
Before we talk about the state of this Jackets team right now, Zach Werenski today was named to Team USA for the Olympics. No really surprise there. I mean, he's one of the best defensemen in the league, right, Rims?
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to a number of hockey people here this week. And you know what? Zach Werenski is probably the second best defenseman in the National Hockey League. Now, Quinn Hughes, and of course the trade here a couple of weeks ago is getting a lot more attention. But for me, it's Zach Werenski, who is certainly, if not number one, Makar certainly has won a couple of Norris trophies, but Werenski's number two. And if he was playing in any major market other than Columbus, and for me, Columbus is a major market, he would get more of that national recognition. But for me, if he's not number one, he's a solid number two overall in the NHL.
Yeah, Rims, Makar, looking at the numbers right now, he's the only defenseman in the league with more points than Z. He's got 45. And how about it, too? Like, it's what's amazing to me is that Zach Werenski was already, like, becoming one of, like, your all-time Blue Jackets, and he certainly is right now. And we hope that we can see this team have some success so that Zach continues to want to be here and want to do it here with the CBJ. But how about the fact that he just keeps finding a way to improve, like on upon last year where he already did what he did? He seems to continue to get better.
And to that end, Timmy, I had a conversation with Zach just a couple of weeks ago. And for me, this is my observation, not talking to anybody else, but I asked Zach, I said, you appear to be standing more upright this year when you're on the ice. He totally sees the ice. Look how he's picking corners. Look how he's finding the open man. Anyway, Zach said, that's a pretty good observation on your part. It's nothing that I've attempted to do or change, but that's something that, I should take a look at, because he is stick handling and he's totally upright. You watch him
tomorrow
afternoon or Sunday
much
afternoon.
Much more erect.
Yeah, yes, yep. Exactly. Straight up and down, yeah. 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figured you'd come up with an observation.
I don't know what you're talking about. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer here on The Fan. So the Sabres come in here tomorrow. By the way, Yarmo is the new general manager of the Sabres, but they've won 10 games in a row. I mean, what a turnaround for them, right, Rims?
Absolutely. For me, maybe the story of the National Hockey League right now, because they were struggling. And Yarmo gets the job after the team lost the first three games of a 6-game road trip. They win 3 in a row. Then they hired the Monday after. They hire Yarmo. He goes into the room and says, the performance of this team, aside from the last three games, is unacceptable. And I expect this team to improve. I expect this team to play a full 60-minute game. And they've done just that. Some of the credit should go to Lindy Ruff, the coach. He's got them playing stronger defensively. The players believe in themselves, and it should be a whale of a hockey game at 3 o'clock tomorrow and right here on The Fan, 97.1.
Jeff, let's maybe not bury the lead, though, but the Jackets are still in dead last in the Eastern Conference. I know you're probably going to point out how the points are still kind of smashed together, but again, we're watching that game on New Year's Eve, and they're playing to win that game, Jeff. They're up 2-0. The Buckeye game is going on over here. And then before you know it, I'm not watching that one because the playoff game. I laughed out loud when I looked at it on my phone to see that they gave up another 3 goals in 90 seconds. What happened? How can they even change this and stop doing this as the season progresses?
Well, I think they did stop that with a 3-game winning streak and looked pretty good in third periods previously, those 3 games, of course. But for me, again, the points, and they're not that far out, not only a playoff spot, I think they're 7 points out of first place. They've got to put a winning streak together, much like you're seeing from Buffalo. That's a whale of a game tomorrow afternoon at Nationwide at 3 o'clock. Jackets will try to upend the Sabres. They are certainly capable. They've been hit by injuries, and you can't use injuries as an excuse, but right now they've got 5 or 6 players on the shelf, but Werenski is expected to return, and that's great news tomorrow. Monahan, not so much. He didn't skate today, and for me, Werenski's return will certainly help as well.
Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Always willing to talk about the good folks at Buyers Imports by the Airport. Yes, they're on Hamilton Road. You know where the airport is. You know where Buyers Imports is. And whether you're looking for a Porsche, Audi, Subaru, perhaps a Polestar, Volkswagen, both new and used, pre-owned, are available and ready for immediate delivery in all makes and colors with the options right there. And guys, do not forget the quick oil and lube job. You're in and out within 30 minutes, and that car is sparkling clean because they're going to wash it for you as well. Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road.
They're going to lube it up good, then wash it for you, right, Rims?
You got it.
Are we doing this now?
Yes.
Are we? Rimmer, is it time?
You told me. I've been asking about this. You've been very secretive
about
it.
Name dropping?
You're writing. Be quiet. You're writing a book, and I want to know what the title of the book is going to be. You have not told us, and I'm on pins and needles right now.
Well, I'll tell you that the reason I didn't tell you, and this is, you guys are the first to know this, by the way, and you always get the exclusives here. It was up in part to me, my ghostwriter, and of course, the publisher. And the main title, and let me just set it up for you here now. The main title, no, it's not Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on 97.1 The Fan. But if you recall, the goal of the decade was a Rick Nash goal that I had the pleasure of calling in Arizona when Nash came out of the penalty box, went through the entire team and scored the game-winning goal, upset about the initial penalty call itself. And certainly a part of that call was used not only by ESPN, but a number of networks. And it was, it doesn't get any better than this. That's the title, with a secondary title still to be determined, My Life and Times in the Booth, or My Life and Times Behind the Mic, unless something comes maybe even a little better
than
that.
It doesn't get any better than this. Now, I assume your picture will be on the front cover as well?
That's being discussed. We could have a montage of photos. The book will be published in both hardcover and paperback, and the publisher's thinking that the cover may involve several pictures and be front and back with a number of folks that have been part of my career that could have comments on
Look,
that.
Look, I said this earlier book. Today. You know a million people. I can see, like, Wayne Gretzky or, you know, Cal Ripken making a little comment back there, but, you know, who's going to sell books, them or a comment from me, your friend, the common man? I'll sell you some
probably,
books.
Probably your name.
Absolutely.
Probably the common man would probably do it for me.
I think you and I should be shirtless on the cover of the book, just holding hands and frolicking.
Take that under consideration.
If we have on the back of the hardbound book, Wayne Gretzky, like Jeff Rimmer has been around some of the best sports moments in this century, and in this story, he has some inside tales that will wow the reader. And then we have Cal Ripken Jr.
Jeff Rimmer kidnapped my mom.
Jeff Rimmer kidnapped my mom, but he did it in the most professional manner you would have possibly thought of. And then common man Mike Riccardotti right there below those two? No, I can't see that.
You guys can't lose sight of the fact that not only did I spend 20 great years in Columbus and the best and highlight of my career, and I say that in all sincerity, but I spent time in Montreal. I spent time in Calgary. I spent 5 years at the CBC in Edmonton. And of course, I spent 11 seasons as the first voice of the Florida Panthers. So there's going to be a lot of folks that we can lean on, not only on that back cover, but throughout the book. And I've got some stories that have never been told before, not here and not anywhere, and kept from great friends. There's going to be some serious stuff in that book as well. And I hope that with my cross-country and cross-North American career, that it'll be a good seller.
I can't wait. I can't wait, Rimmer. Did you even mention Baltimore and D.C. in that list of cities you just mentioned? You were there, too?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Cal Ripken and Baltimore. But, yeah, Baltimore and D.C. I actually hosted some of the George Michael Sports Machine on weekends at NBC Television,
My guy.
Which I'll get into as well. So, yeah. There's lots to talk about. And George Michael, by the way, he was the guy before ESPN came along with all the highlights. George Michael and the Sports Machine.
Would you say that George Michael was your father figure?
I wouldn't say he was my father figure, but I'll tell you what, I enjoyed working for him because he paid me really, really well. And when I wasn't doing a baseball game or a hockey game or a talk show or a pre or post game in any of the sports or play-by-play, I was over at NBC, owned and operated by NBC Universal. I was working for George Michael.
So, right, yeah. I know that you said you have a big name to drop, but we're out of time. So,
oh my God.
Hold on. I don't normally do this. Can you hold on through the break, and then we're going to talk to you in the next segment? Can you do that?
Ooh, hold over, Jeff Rimmer.
All right. I'll do that because I've got a great story, and it has some Columbus. Well, there's some Columbus interest in
You've
that.
You've been selling me this story all day. If it sucks, I'm going to kill you. All right. We're going to hold you over for the next segment. All right. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer continues, plus back page. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is a little slow on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. And watch out for some slowdown at the intersection of Cleveland Avenue and 5th Avenue due to an accident. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
All the action, none of the responsibility.
The Fan.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age 1, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At 7, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
This is Aaron Gaynor.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Sorry. What?
Nothing.
What? Timmy just planted something in my head right before we came back, and now I can't not see it. All right.
Not true.
Buckeye show's coming up at the top of the hour. Beamer and Muscle Hamster Part 2, Pat Murphy, is back there. However, we rarely do this. We got a holdover now with Jeff Rimmer because, Rims, you said you had a big name to drop, and I didn't want to rush you. I want to give you the time. You said you had a great story, so let's hear it.
Well, it's a popular name here, certainly in Columbus. And Mike, before I start, you know I'm all about relationships, all right? And I have been throughout my career with the athletes. I've always been fair, and I've always developed relationships over time. Well, today, and my grandson's in town. They're leaving tomorrow and heading back to Maryland. But I've been spending time with him, and I was on the computer telling Crosby that, hey, just let me finish up here on a couple of things, and we'll go out and throw the ball around or whatever. So the phone rings while I'm just finishing up on the computer, and it's one of Columbus's own, Jack Roslovic. And I hadn't talked to Jack since he signed a free agent contract with the Edmonton Oilers. And he's done really, really well. I mean, he was on fire playing with Draisaitl, being on the power play with Connor McDavid, and he was playing just superbly. Now, Mike, this is a family show, so I'm going to give you a little bit of insight here, but you got to keep this clean. So the Oilers were here a few weeks ago, and I purposely went to the game knowing that Jack was injured, but expecting to see him with the team, and he wasn't there, and I was hoping to spend some time with him because I talked to him. I spent 5 years, and I told him when he signed, I said, you're going to love Edmonton. It's a great town. Yeah, maybe 40 below, and he said that to me today. He loves the snow, but it's cold there. I said, but you're going to love the city. You're going to love the fans. You're going to love the place. You're going to love Edmonton, and he said to me today, yeah, Rims, I really love it, and you were right. So I said to him, I said, what was the injury that you had? And he got hit in the unmentionables.
Oh.
And there was an explosion. Oh. And he said to me, and he said, yeah, it hurts just thinking about it here. And he said, Rims, have you ever heard of that happening in hockey? And I said, absolutely. I said, I know of a number of players that were hit in the unmentionables, and they were out for some considerable time. He's back playing now, loves playing with McDavid and Draisaitl. He says, Jeff, these guys are just absolutely amazing, loves the city. He's having a terrific season, says hi to all the folks in Columbus. And he said to me, you know, I told the boys on the team, and I told, you know, the broadcasters and the people around the team that you know, I said, hey, I'm going to give Rims a call today. So, yeah, that's the story, and he's really happy, and for all the Columbus fans, and I told them, I said, you got to keep, you know, keep going here.
So
I said, because he does have a tendency to really play well and then struggle, but that hasn't been the case this season either before or since the injury.
Hold on, let me get this straight, because I'm just trying to soak all this in. So your grandson, who you only see a couple times a year now because he's moved to Maryland, is begging you to spend time with him. Please, Poppy, your grampy, whatever the hell he calls you, take me outside and play with me. And you decide, hey, I'd rather take this phone call from a player who's telling me about his ruptured testicle.
That's the old involuntary vasectomy.
Is Crosby standing next to you crying, saying, why doesn't Grandpappy love me anymore, as you're laughing with Roslovic about his nutsack?
No. You have to understand, I do spend a few minutes on the computer each day. Not a lot. And Crosby certainly understands, because you know why? Because Crosby was sitting watching the hockey highlights, which he watches religiously.
Hold on, good son. I got to talk about Roslovic's nutsack.
That's not what I said.
What's the surgery? Is it a surgery after that's done?
Testicle ostomy.
Or is it
you
just sort of stitched up, or you do nothing, you let it heal?
Rims said it exploded.
Well, I know it exploded.
You can't just leave it there.
Well, if it explodes, it's gone, right? Like, is it a surgery? Is it a quick procedure, and then you get a bunch of pain kills, and that's it? That's all she wrote?
All he said it was fractured.
Ah! The fractured prune.
So it wasn't a sack, it was the actual shaft was fractured?
No. It's the testicle.
Oh.
It burst.
Anyway.
It's gone.
Anyway, he's fine. He's fine. He's playing again.
All right. Thank you, Rims.
Jeff, thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, do you like the title of the book? I got no response from you.
I love it. Rims, I think it's great.
We just gave you two segments. We got to go.
We're all curious about it.
We got to go.
Good title.
I gave you some ideas. You didn't use them. What do you want from me?
It doesn't get any better than this.
Have a nice night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got to have faith.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Think anybody got my George Michael reference earlier?
I did. Jeff didn't, and it made it better. Father, he's a great father figure.
I want your sex!
It's a great Elton John song.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Go to jail Friday. One of our favorites here. Here's one.
You really dropped the ball on it today. Really?
No.
Yeah, you hardly read any of them.
I don't accept that.
Yeah, really suck.
You didn't. You seem to have no interest in it.
Oh, it's my fault now.
Yes, it is your fault. You drove the show. You never even inquired about GTJs. My rock and rollers. Ah, GTJ to my family. We're sitting here almost a week and a half after Christmas. My 13-year-old son still has a pile of clothes and items that he unwrapped sitting behind the couch 3 feet away from the tree. My wife put most of her gifts from Christmas into one of the bigger Christmas bags, and that's just sitting at the end of the couch. I wish we could just clear everything out, put away our toys and clothes that night.
How'd you put
I've been lenient, but now it's straight up crazy. Shit. Not a good clean family, GTJ.
Take the tree and throw it outside.
Well, I think the tree might be gone now, but the items are still sitting there next to the couch where the tree was.
All right.
That's
throw out the tree.
Jail time? What
even
do you
if
say?
It's a natural tree artificial.
Would you focus on what the actual thing
was? I'm sorry.
Was?
I got to think about a ruptured testicle now.
There's a bunch of items just sitting next to the couch. It's a week and a half after Christmas. Put your stuff away. I agree with him.
2 years in jail.
Put it away.
Well, you know what you do as the dad? You give him a time frame. You say, hey, 13-year-old brat.
Yeah,
if this stuff is not gone in two hours, I'm going to light it on fire.
You're not going to get rid of all the items.
I take it out on the front lawn. I ring everybody's doorbell in the neighborhood, and I say, come out and watch this.
Free
and
Nike
crew necks. And I douse it with gasoline. That's what I do.
Watch and learn.
Teach him a lesson.
Watch and learn.
All right, have a good weekend. Buckeye Show's next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to run into slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of Cleveland Avenue and 5th Avenue. We also have some delay due to a crash that's on Powell Road between 315 and High Meadows Village Drive. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.